This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
My name is Jacob, aka Dino.
My name is Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
And today is Monday night, May 2nd. We've got our beginning of the month live show that we're streaming on Twitch. I guess this comes out in the future for the audio, but you could probably go on the Twitch and watch it.
You could.
Or just wait till Friday.
If you want to watch it on Tuesday.
Yeah, or just wait till Friday and
either watch
it. What happens on Fridays?
Whoa. Well, on Fridays, Matthew puts out the show, the video, like all of our faces in a video format onto the YouTube.
We're actually on YouTube now, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That can't be right. Like, do we have subscribers and viewers and all that stuff that requires to be on YouTube now? Like,
We have some. We're getting there. I mean, the more...
Slowly but surely.
Those videos and the thumbnails are much better than the shit that I was putting up there. So...
Matthew just
that's,
making
that's
a life
not a high
easier.
Bar to jump over.
No,
Matthew,
it
I'm
wasn't.
Sorry. Gotta give you credit, but not that much.
It wasn't. A week. Sorry, sort of. I guess for missing last week. We had a family loss that I was dealing with, so I wasn't gonna be in the right mindset to record anything, let alone Pokemon. But, thank you some of the emails we got, making sure I was okay, that I was coming back this week. I'm here.
You're so. Not stuck with me hosting this. That's a very limited time situation. Let's be honest y'all.
I want to say you guys did an awesome job. I know I mentioned it to you in like our chat, but
a couple of times.
you guys killed it last week. It was a good show, especially with all the shit that came out, all the news and stuff. Like, you guys kept me entertained.
So. Can imagine this week's. There's even more news, and Astro's back. Who is ready
possible.
To be here till 2 a.m. tonight?
No. We're gonna.
That's why Matthew has like three coffees on him.
We're gonna do this.
We're gonna do this right.
So, we're all ripping our BTW stuff. This is homemade BTW.
That's the second one too, and it looks
I'm
good.
Getting like I'm trying to learn how to do this the Cricut. I have a Cricut and they have this infusible ink, so it like puts the ink into the shirt or the fabric. So I'm trying to figure out like that whole process so that
is it a Cricut Explorer or Air or what?
Explorer?
Okay. So the big cricket. So you can't do it with the small one.
Yeah, the big one. So I'm trying to learn that so that like we can do like basic shirts for like giveaways and stuff like that. That I think we're gonna probably start doing eventually on the Twitch. On the Twitch streams, not on the Twitch podcast, because that would be just terrible on audio. The Twitch.
You sound like an 85-year-old man all of a sudden. Yes. On the Twitch.
On the Twitch, on the Twitch, on the YouTube, on the Twitter. There you go. That's it. But yeah, so besides that, everybody have a good week. Dino, how was your week?
Week was good. I'm actually starting to go out to actually grind more now. Guys, it's happening.
You feeling all right?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I feel like when Lyle, like, he's always saying like how he goes grinding like for an hour like in the city and stuff like that. I mean, I just go to FAU and then grind for a little bit, and it's because I want to send gifts, you know, because some people ask for gifts and they say some two co-hosts that we have here that don't really give. So I wonder who that could be. But
listen, they know
Matthew.
When they
why do you never gift to people?
They know when they add me, they're not getting gifts.
They know that for both of you guys, it's hilarious. But yeah, other than that, it's been good. Just grinding. Haven't really been playing too much GBL every now and then. But yeah, overall good. Wildcat, what about you?
Week was good. I actually got out for 2 different days this weekend. It was like 80 degrees in Kentucky finally. Finally be through winter. I say as it's supposed to get down to 40 again this weekend.
Maybe.
Done with this crap. But was able to get out and do a couple of different play sessions. Saturday was primarily doing a Astro Day focused on Team Go Rocket. Sunday I got out and actually met up with Clifford Mert from the Discord. And did 9 in-person raids for the Mega Kangaskhan. And of course, got no shiny in those 9 raids. And then one of my friends, Twisted Witch, invited me to a remote one up in Canada. And that was my shiny one. So here's the lesson. If you're willing to help people out, you get shinies.
That's your shiny one, eh?
There's your shiny.
Eh?
Hey.
I see what you did there. Astro, other than the sad part of last week, how was the rest of the week after?
Wasn't too bad. I did my normal thing. I think I spent a little more time doing raids for the past like 2 weeks, two or almost 3 weeks. I think I've spent
the raid channel has been hopping.
Yeah, and I've spent way too much money on raid passes. It's ridiculous.
I've seen your name enough to know how much you spent already.
Hold on, here, so, I can get an actual number because we keep track of the number of raids joined. Hold on, let's see. Astro, I know heading into 40s. Last week was it like 5 joined ever in our Discord. As of today, Astro has joined 40 remote raids.
So that's
and that's not counting that's the insane. Ones that people send me, like outside of the Discord. Like,
and yeah. Dino's joined 20 remote raids, y'all.
See, that's when you know raid bosses are good is when Dino's doing raids,
right?
Because that man did it.
I never. Right, exactly. That's how you know they actually have good Pokemons now out there in the raids.
So that's pretty much I've been doing that a lot, and then we did our Twitch stream for the Battle of the Belts on Saturday. I got actually right at the end, I don't know if it got picked up, I got invited to a raid for a Mega Kangaskhan.
I think it did.
And
yeah, we got that
first
on stream.
One, shiny. I was done. It was my first shiny one too, so I was good.
So did you do none on Saturday or Sunday?
I did a few. I think I did more today than I did yesterday. I think Reyes sent me like 2 or 3. So
I won't do another Mega Kangaskhan. I have plenty of Mega Energy since it's free to evolve them now if you wait 7 days. So why would I keep doing them?
Yeah. That now the energy that I want is you can't get. Like I wanted to get I can't Mega Evolve my Abomasnow, because...
Oh, yeah. I was actually trying to get a Mega Abomasnow when we were doing Landorus, and I'm like, oh, I don't have enough.
I've
so I
done
can't.
It.
So did you not take advantage of the event research task?
I got some. I got some. I actually got, yeah, I think, a little bit over 200, but then the bosses switch.
I may have dropped 300,000 dust this weekend because of the research.
But they were all powering up things, right? You had to
power up five or ten times on all of them, and I did everyone I could get my hands on. I had no mega low punny energy. I had no mega slow poke energy. Like, I had not done a mega raid in literally 4 months.
Yeah, I have. I was talking with Reyes at 20 low punny energy, and I think it's because I did one raid, because it was someone invited me and I was just like, all right. but
with the new system, I'll engage with it now. The new system is it increases our XL chance.
Well, and it's not so hard now. Like, you do a raid and, like, I did one and I got like 70 or 80 mega candy or whatever it is, mega energy. Like, that to me is worth the dollar that I'm spending on it.
Especially if you don't have to go spend that the next time you want to mega evolve it.
Yeah.
If you don't need that mega for 7 days, you hold off.
Yeah.
Like, I will now run a mega almost daily when I'm actually grinding of some sort, just because it's easy enough to do, which is a great, great, great benefit.
So let me ask you a question. All you have to do is mega evolve it, and whoever your buddy is generates XL candy?
No. So the way it's going to work is, you first off have to get it up the mega level. But anything you catch of the same type as your mega will have an increased chance for XL candy. So it is targeted increasing your XLs.
Gotcha. Okay.
So if you're looking for that Diggersby, make sure you're mega evolving either Steelix, Pidgeot, Kangaskhan, or Lopunny.
Okay. Man.
And to get it up to level 2 only requires 7 interactions. So 7 days if you use your energy, or 7 weeks.
I think
so. You might want to use a little energy to get it there.
I think it's funny that this new system comes out after Tapu Bulu leaves.
Was it done on purpose? Maybe.
We'll talk about that there in the chat pod. We may chat hot about that a little bit.
Yeah. So, like I was saying, Saturday we did our Battle for the Belts Master League stream. Want to give a congratulations to both competitors for making it that far, and thank you so much for being so flexible with it. Moshpit37 and Uncle B-Stud both waited an extra, 2 weeks?
Two weeks.
So that, you know, we could do it live, and, you know, it was worth it. I thought it was worth it. But congratulations to Moshpit37 for winning and taking the belt. It was, I think, if you go back and watch a Twitch stream, or if you were watching it, our analysis before, I mean, at least I didn't think he had much of a chance. I thought he was pretty stacked against, but I mean, he pulled it off, and I think he swept.
It was a 3-0 sweep. Yeah. And oh, that second one was painful to watch. Mm. That second one was just an absolute beatdown.
And
just they aligned. And it wasn't that Uncle B-Stud did anything wrong. It was the classic example of the got out of alignment on entry, and there was no recovering thereafter.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
We saw that even in the Europe International Championship with technical that actually got hard counter, even a great player like him, it's really hard to just like come back from sometimes. So it was very unfortunate with the alignment, but that's just how it is sometimes.
Yeah. And Uncle Beast hit legend, right?
Yeah, they both hit legend.
I think they both hit legends.
You know, he's a good battler. You know, congratulations.
Let's be honest, he'd probably beat all 3 of us in Master League.
Oh, 100%. No doubt, for sure.
Are we talking about beating us now?
We can if you want, since we're talking about Twitch. Or you can move it into the Sylph section, your choice. I don't think Matthew even knew to put that in the notes, because it's something we haven't really mentioned unless you were on our Twitch stream the other night.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll just get it. You know what? we're gonna do those old radio teases, and we'll put it either in the sylph section or right before we end the show. And then what did we had Firefly practice with Dino?
So I joined a Firefly practice tournament. Just Panic was hosting one. I messaged him, was like, hey, Dino and I are already streaming. Do you care if I stream your tournament? I want to be respectful of it because that's his content. And he's like, have at it. I went against some absolute amazing players.
First round.
Yeah,
I went
against Kevin Solandris, however, I don't know how to say it correctly.
Yeah.
Celudaris. Thank you, Matthew Breaker. In the first round, right out of the gate. Ended up going 1-2 against him.
25th, right?
And
25th in the world?
Yeah, 20th in the world.
Oh, 20th.
20th in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Went 1-2. As Lyles has pointed out to me at least 3 times since that match, if I had shielded my Drapion, I actually win that matchup. But the more importantly, the practice tournament really helped figure out where I had some issues in my team, which is why we do practice tournaments. So
exactly,
I expect to see more practice tournaments on our Twitch heading forward, like maybe tomorrow, Dino.
Yeah, I mean, if you're live here now, you'll be able to know about this. But if you're watching this Wednesday, unfortunately, we'll announce it either way.
We'll announce
Discord.
It. We'll
but yeah, nice. Tomorrow.
If we didn't announce it already.
It's already in the Discord.
Oh, okay. We did. So everyone
and
should know.
Probably go, you know, out there. And we're going to start doing the practice tournaments whenever the Sylph meta is announced. The next Saturday will be a live practice tournament for the new meta. And keep in mind, the next meta is the regionals meta. So for Sylph regionals
a
meta.
Very important one.
Very important one if you're doing Sylph battling. So get in and start practicing early. If you're not part of our Discord, you can easily get in there. It's a great place to be. We left Astro hanging mid-smoke.
Yeah, no. Normally they I can time it out pretty well. All right. So, and then, like we had mentioned before, Matthew has officially taken over our YouTube page, and he is doing an amazing job on it. We've got some of the past episodes up there. Ones that have made it through, I guess, the copyright ban. I don't know how many are getting in there, but
that didn't play Aerosmith songs.
Yep. So he's been able to kind of sneak some of those in there. He's learning. He's getting it all taken care of, and it looks great. I mean, I went on it today because I wanted to show. Because my wife didn't know that we recorded these and put them on YouTube. So
is your wife saying the same thing mine keeps saying is we've got to get you a more professional look on your background. She does not like my sheet for some reason.
She doesn't like your sheet. Didn't she get you the sheet though?
She did, but now she's like, now you guys are big now. You gotta step up the game.
Yeah. No, I think she prefers the black over our bed. So, So I was on there and I gotta tell you, he's doing a great job. He also wanted us to let everyone know, he's going to be putting together some videos showcasing, you guys, not just us talking and being dumb or whatever it is, but, this will be a good chance, for you guys if you're not like super computer savvy, but always wanted to put like some of your battles or you had like an amazing battle, you want to put it on YouTube, but you don't have a channel or whatever, send Matthew a DM and he will give you access to the G drive that you'll be able to upload those videos to. He will, he'll edit it and make it fancy and nice and it would have looked like I just pasted things together. So, we mentioned on the stream Saturday, but we will mention it again today. If you go to www.btwpvp.com, there is a coming soon page.
What's the password? Can I get the password?
I don't know the password.
Oh, I wonder if somebody will guess the password. If you guess the password, let us know.
Yeah. Let us know. If you guess the password, then you get to see the site before everybody else does. But, yeah. So I got, Who's Your Data messaged me not randomly. It was, we were talking in a live chat with Lyle, and he had mentioned about the website. He got tired of seeing the coming soon. Just every single week, coming soon. And he just reached out to me and was like, listen, I'm tired of seeing this, so I'm going to do this. And he showed me what he had worked on, and I was blown away. It was awesome. It looked professional, so and nice. And
yeah. And then I think he mentioned that he was just like messing around with it, yep, too, like at first. It just looked really good.
Yeah. When he showed it to me, he had, I think he said, 2 hours of website design training on Squarespace. And I was like, well, damn.
I know, you learn fast.
Yeah. And here's what I'm learning. Is if you want to see us actually get something done because the three of us are so terrible at doing it, just volunteer and we'll more than happy let you hop in and be part of it.
Yeah. We'll give you all
Matthew
the credit
with
in the
executive
world.
Producing.
I know, I was gonna say
YouTube,
Matt did the same
and,
thing.
Yeah, because we're not good at actually getting things done.
We'll give you all the, but I've been saying this since like episode like 20 that I need a secretary. Or someone that could just write down everything that I say that we're going to do and make sure it gets done, because half the time I forget by the next morning. I'm surprised I remember some of the stuff that we don't even put in the notes that were mentioned, that were like the rules for this new thing that we're going to do, that we may mention either in this next section or the end of the show. I'm not sure yet. I don't know which one I'm going to do this. Maybe in the in-game news. You never know. You have no idea what I'm going to tell you. No idea. If you want to volunteer to do anything, by all means, we will. We have no problem taking the help. We'll give you all the credit. And I don't really know what else to say.
The show is powered by the people.
Yeah.
The people are who make, or who is why we can make this show as good as it is.
Yeah, for real.
Exactly.
So speaking of people, and that help us do stuff, Matthew, our executive producer, made a statement.
He jokingly said in my ear, he's like, I'll do it. And
because it was a question last week, right?
Yeah. So, it was a question last week about when we're going to do a one chip challenge, and Matthew, I guess, didn't respect the fact that if he spoke into my ear, I was going to, you know, make him pony up.
Yeah. So I had no idea what this thing was when I saw the question. And then when I heard you guys talk about it and Matthew was like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. I was like, oh, can't be nothing. And I was like, well, I guess I'll do it with you, too.
This is Astro's punishment for missing the show last week.
Yeah. So I said, oh, I'll do it too. I didn't know, like, I thought I was getting into, like, a ghost pepper or something like that, which I've done, like, the Buffalo Wild Wings blazing whatever sauce. Like, I've done that several times. And then he sends me the link for this thing, and there's, like, warning labels and all kinds of shit. And I'm like, all right. Okay. But I'm a man of my word. I'm going to do it with them. May 14th on stream. We're going to do that. And
oh, but it's even better. Tell them the fun part of it.
We are raising the stakes a little because we're so incredibly stupid.
Like Jackass,
it's so dumb. Now that I'm about to say it out, it's just so dumb that we're whatever. We're gonna do right after we eat these said chips. We are going to do a best of five battle. So it's Open Great League, and the Pokemon have to be under the 200 ranking on PvPoke. So I have Great League pulled up here. Let me just...
But wait, did you raise the stakes again?
Oh, wait. Well, you can't drink or do anything to make the burning in your mouth stop until the end, and only the winner can do it, right?
Only the winner gets milk. The loser has to drink water. And if you know anything about spice, water is not the answer.
Mm.
It's wow. Like, I'm so glad I didn't say yes to that.
Pouring water on a grease fire. It's just going to make it worse. So let me give you... actually, it's not too bad. Number 200 in Great League is Shadow Cantonian Sandslash. But there's some good ones in here.
Hey, we seen Sandslash take a battle for the belt.
Yeah. We got Muk... We got Shiftry, we got Charizards in here. This isn't too bad. This isn't too bad.
It's doable.
It's doable. So,
why are you guys actually doing it? Because remember, there was part of a challenge for our listeners before we could commit to doing this stream.
That's because we got a buttload of reviews because.
A lot more
you guys love to see us suffer.
They're like, they wanted to make sure like 100% is happening. Yep.
But you know what? I think we got so many reviews that Matthew also has to sing during that stream.
That's
as well,
right.
To make up for the last challenge.
That's right. He did.
This is news to me.
He mentioned that a couple weeks ago. He said if we get a review on, I think it was on, or a comment or review.
On, it was a review or a comment on the video. Yeah.
Yeah. Something on the YouTube and then whatever, you guys made it. So yeah. So thank you all. And all joking aside, we're going to go ahead right now and read the reviews that we got over the past, 2 weeks? Is it the week?
Over just
weeks?
The last week. This is since the last show week. Aired.
Yeah. So over the last week, there's five here. So
five reviews.
When we went through them, I was told very, very firmly that I would take the last one, which is also the longest one, but it's also one that I got from the info@btw email. So this one, like, someone not just went out of their way to find some place to put a review, but also recopied and pasted it and emailed it to us. So that's why that one's last. So let's see. Wildcat, why don't you start us off here?
Yeah, so the first one is titled Well Worth Your Time, of course, 5-star. Whether you're new to PvP or a seasoned player, this show covers what you need to know for each cup, season, and meta switch up. The crew takes PvP advice seriously and themselves and each other significantly less seriously. Creating a fun and informational podcast that helps people propel you to new heights in the PvP realm. So settle in for a listen, take some notes, and go get yourself a Pikachu Libre. It's like Lost via Apple Podcasts, was the reviewer. And then we also got one called Best PvP Content You Can Find, 5-star. If you don't mind a long show, then buckle up. And for those with us tonight and listening this week, it's a long one. The hosts are hilarious, have great chemistry, and are incredibly knowledgeable. Join their Discord and don't hesitate. Hoosier Data 13. Also number one chip for Matthew, let's get it trending.
All right, so I'll continue.
Wait, hold on.
So the next one
we
have,
see that it said Matthew, right? It didn't say
because I didn't know they were punishing
you. Astro.
I think at the time we didn't know that you were gonna do it. He's just trying to get out of it now. So the next one is titled Critically Acclaimed, 5-star. Want to get better at PvP in the world of Pokemon Go? Well, you could just Google it, or you can check this incredible show out. It's very evident the hosts have a great time recording, which is true, and it's always great to listen to them no matter how long the show runs, which is going to be 5 hours today. They built an awesome community, and everyone in this is more than happy to help you become the very best like no one ever was. 10 out of 10 would recommend. JT Prime 93. And the next one was great advice, really personal, 5-star again. These guys are doing the good work, helping figure out PvP, and they are easy to listen to. It's like chatting with a friend, which means a lot because that's one thing that we actually aim for. And then he says, for real, if you aren't listening and play Pokemon Go, you aren't getting everything out of the game. Thanks for the great show, Jack 10-2-2-2-2-2.
Okay, buckle everybody's seatbelts. Let's go, Astro.
This one, there you go. It's long.
For the long
this
one.
This one's long, but I'm excited to read this. So this came, where did we put? Oh, okay. So this came from Rose K from Fort Dodge, Iowa. Rose is a chemistry teacher, and last week or the week before, she had emailed us asking about where she could leave a review because she was on, I think, Pocket Cast.
So many platforms don't allow us to get reviews.
Yeah, still. And she has an Android, so she can't get Apple, or she doesn't do Apple Podcasts. So we were just trying to find things, and then finally she sends me back this email that after downloading every podcast app available, I was able to leave you guys a review on CastBox. I'll copy and paste it below. I had fun writing it. So she writes, as a high school teacher, there's not a lot to look forward to during my commute to work. Just kidding. I love my job. Nervous laughter. So that's good. The BTW podcast is my favorite podcast, and all jokes aside, my favorite part of the week. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the long episodes because they take me a few days to get through in the car, giving me something to look forward to multiple days in a row. I find myself in a better mood before and after work the days that I have you guys as company. If teachers weren't paid in crumbles and zero, I'm going to say fucks because that's what she wrote. But she was very nice and put the stars there. I'd contribute on Patreon. I hope one day I'll be able to donate in order to support these guys and show my appreciation. For fun, I'd like to compare the host to stereotypical high school teacher personas. Astro is a rare teacher who actually loves his job. He teaches some weird elective course. He's really nerdy but likable, so his days are filled with kids clowning him, roasting him, and testing his boundaries. This is very true. This is real life. while at the same time really loving his class. Kids are sad when he has a sub. They don't like the video. Dino is definitely the science teacher who's smarter than all his colleagues. So staff jealously causes him to be both underutilized and underappreciated. Little does she know, he does it to himself. students know what's up, though, and really admire him while being slightly intimidated at the same time. He's chill and cool, yet knows what he's doing and has high expectations for his kids. He's the teacher that stays until he retires because he's not only loyal as fuck, but he doesn't realize his true potential. He could go off and make a name for himself and a lot of money with his chemistry degree, but he continues teaching for some reason. It's very true.
Very, very true.
Wildcat. Wildcat is the social studies teacher with the overinflated ego. It's even funnier reading it. It's funnier reading it out loud now. He can only he can be really patronizing to students and staff, but it's hard to be mad about it because most of the time what he's saying is right. He's that teacher at meetings, getting the collective eye roll, while at the same time everyone is secretly glad he has the guts to say what everyone is thinking. He unapologetically tells kids, staff and admins what he's thinking. You admire his gall. You admire his goal, utter audacity. Other teachers warn him he's putting his job at risk by openly mocking the system. He shrugs and says, let them fire me. I have options.
That is true.
And I'll be damned. And I'll be damned. He's useful, and you can count on him to shake things up. His heart is in the right place, but it's hard for people to see that through all his cynicism. It's like she's in our group chats,
right? Like, what the hell? That is awesome.
He's therefore really misunderstood. So he often cries about to his wife at night.
Oh man, this is awesome.
He really loves celebrating his students' success and his own.
This is true.
If you need a letter of recommendation, you'll go to him after you forgive him for calling you out freshman year in front of the whole class for being a moron.
So what I hear is I'm a lovable asshole. That is the exact description, correct? And anyone that knows me in the Discord knows I will support you, but I will also call you a dumb screw up if I need to.
Matthew. <It's> so good. Matthew is the IT guy that most people forget about until they interact with him. He comes and fixes something you thought was broke. But it turns out it wasn't, and you're just an idiot. Instead of making you feel dumb about putting in a help ticket for nothing, he smiles and tells you it's no biggie. You run to your coworker and have the following conversation. Hey, you know Matthew? Who? Matthew, the tech guy. Oh, that's his name? Yeah, he's actually really nice and just saved the day. Yeah, he's good at that. Good thing the district still budgets for his salary or we'd all be fucked. we've even got ones for Lyles and Siegel. Lyles and Siegel are guest speakers at PD, Professional Development. Maybe I'll stereotype them another day. That's perfect.
Please do. We need more of this.
We need more of this. Keep up the good work. I absolutely adore you guys. Cheers, Rose K from Fort Dodge, Iowa. And she's a chemistry teacher, and she's Team Valor, so...
Oh, do you see the PS down there, though?
PS. I'd rather hear Matthew sing for this review than do the one chip... What is that? Pocky challenge? Pocky? Is that what it's called?
Is that what it's called too?
Yep. Pocky challenge.
Okay.
And to that I say, why not both? He will do both.
Both.
Congratulations.
There we go. Win-win.
Yeah. The first time I read this, like, I'm not even gonna lie, the first time I read this, besides laughing, I was laughing through tears. That was amazing. I don't think you guys understand how much that means to us. Like, just even the, you know, the random, you know, you guys are doing a great job, you know, this, that, whatever. That's the reason why we do this. Like,
let's be frankly honest, we forget a lot of times people actually listen.
Yeah.
Until we get reviews like
that. Yeah, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, people actually listen to me?
and like impactful on people's lives. That's just crazy to think of, and it means it. Dude, I can't even explain how much this means.
It means a lot. So, for those on the audio version of this for Wednesday, Matthew just said it made his day. In short terms, he said a little more. If you were on Twitch, you got to hear him. But my memory is shit. And I think I could speak for all of us when I say that this is the reason why we do it. We don't do it for the money, because there's really not any in it at all. If anything, it's costing us to have a podcast. And not just that, it's time. It's time away from our families, too. Our families have been extremely supportive of this. You know, wives, girlfriends, etc., significant others. Everyone has been super supportive. Everyone is very understanding of, like, stupid shit, like the fact that I have no time during the week sometimes. And don't call me out too much, but I appreciate when they do, especially our locals.
Yeah. But, yeah, I can tell. I can say that they do that a lot too. Yeah. Locally, they're like, "Oh, isn't Astra in the local chat?" But no one ever tags you.
I'm there. I read what.
Yeah, you're there.
I'm that lurker. Forget. I'm just a lurker. I read everything that's going on. It's because if I get into a conversation on there, and then we have like a couple people that are in that group that are also in our Discord. Yeah. They're gonna be like, exactly. What the fuck? Why aren't you messing? Those people are talking to you too. Exactly. So it's easier. It's like sense. That favorite kid thing. You don't really have a favorite kid, but you kind of do. But you have to be, you know, equal to all of them. So
yeah, exactly.
We appreciate it. If you want, you know, leave reviews, whatever. You can do it if you want. We're not gonna beg you for it. If you want to do it, cool, do it. If you want to send us an email, with it and want us to read it on the show, let us know. If you don't want us to read it on the show, that's fine. I really like, there's not much more I can say. That was amazing. So
yeah. So 45 minutes in, did we actually start the show?
Well, you also have to remember probably about 10 minutes of that was we were waiting to start the show. So we're going to say 30 minutes. But yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and start the soap section.
Soap Arena News.
So, Sylph. So, before we get into, like, actual Sylph metas, we wrapped up our Garden Cup, Arboretum.
Arboretum. You got there.
Arboretum. There we go. And congratulations to Conky. Swept the entire tournament.
Lost a single battle the entire tournament.
One battle. That's insane. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me either.
It wasn't me.
Mama Climbs took him down one time. Only person to do so.
So, Conky did a much better version of what I did and went all normal. Six normal types. So I'm gonna go over his team here real quick. We had Noct Owl, Greedent, Vigoroth, Diggersby, Pidgeot, and Zangoose. And it wrecked. Like, it was so good.
He said that since there's no fighters, he literally brought all normals, and he says that was the loophole to this cup. And I mean, I think Siegel said that's not the case. But I think it was.
I mean, that's the reason I did it, is the only one I had to worry about was Deoxys. But
Vigoroth.
Oh yeah, and Vigoroth. But I mean, if you got something, I guess, Noct Owl, something that it does it resists, or you've got something that's got Shadow Claw or Lick or something in there that's going to at least do some fast damage. It worked out for him. So I guess they're doing something.
It was
right.
Good. Yeah, it was definitely a good
So what you're saying is Seagull should do better next time. Maybe we should let you design a meta.
Maybe I did. Sort of.
Oh.
Sort of.
You did?
Okay. Sort of, kind of. We'll talk about that. So congratulations to him for that. Was there a prize for this one?
There was. First place got a Boltland V TCG pack. Second place got either $20 or the Boltland VGC pack. And third place got $10. So contact Seagull if you're one of those three people. And he will get you your money or your prize.
Sweet. Awesome. Congratulations to those people, those winners. So today is May 2nd. So we are officially done with, was it Nemesis? Nemesis, I get them all confused.
Yes. I finally won a tournament.
So let me ask you. Okay, so we had this. We had this kind of discussion off air. You said this was a bad month for you.
It was a terrible month for me.
Yet you swept the Lured Up tournament.
I did, and it's the same team and across all the tournaments.
Was it a bad month? Or did you just play people that maybe were a little better than you?
The battles I lost, I lost. But even so, I went 1-3 in a tournament. Yeah, I see what you're doing. I'm just going to ignore that.
I get it.
Just a little.
But I went 1-3 in a tournament. It was just bad in general. And here's the thing. The Lured Up tournament did not have, you know, nobody names in it. Village of Wolves was in there. Camo was in there. There was actual battlers in that tournament as well. Mm-hmm. I just so happened, I think throughout the month of just getting my ass handed to me over and over and over, I finally figured out how to work with my team a little better. I also, if you can't tell, those that are in our Discord probably didn't realize this, I didn't do a lot of practice for Nemesis. The same mistake has not been made. Firefly, we are practicing a lot.
Yeah, we are. So Firefly Cup starts. So it is, you're obviously, 1500 CP Great League, normal, bug, electric, poison, and ice. Bans are Mega, Ground Type, Walrein, Escavalier, Salazzle, Dragalge, and Pachirisu. My squirrel getting the shaft again. And I don't understand why.
Accessibility. They do ban on access. It's the same reason Salazzle is banned. Mm-hmm. Salazzle would not be meta breaking in any form or fashion. Actually, Salazzle would this time because of bug and electric. But
yeah,
and ice. Normally it's not banned because of it being so overpowered. It's banned because of accessibility. FYI, our Firefly tournament starts on the 13th.
I know I've been doing some practice. We did a practice tournament and I threw together a team in like 5 minutes before we started. And I think I've just told all my opponents, just take the win. Cause it's such garbage. It was a bad, bad, bad team, but now I know what to look forward to. And I think we talked about it a little bit on the stream. Just some of the things that we were noticing. So without giving away, because I knew we like to sometimes keep some of the our team or certain things of our teams closer to our chest. Is there one, Dino, is there one Pokemon that you see that is accessible for everyone? Let's say like even a new person coming in, maybe this is their first cup, that is something that they're going to need to have on their team.
Yeah, just based on the practice tournaments I've seen, like the people I faced, one Pokemon that seems very good again for this cup is going to be Shadow Drapion. And if you did Nemesis, you most likely have it already. So I think it's easy to get. You already have it, and then just use it again. I've seen it with yesterday with Wildcat, how much crunch can do on literally anything, and it's very annoying. So I would recommend that one for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think, so let's say someone doesn't have the shadow, will the normal version work just as well?
No. You can try to make it work, but even in the PV poke ranks, let me look here real quick. The normal is ranked 15 spots below the shadow. That extra damage is just so important. It's Drapion's one of those classic Pokemon, very similar to Machamp, that benefits greatly from the shadow boost. So you really do need the shadow.
Okay. Wildcat, is there one that you've been seeing?
Yeah, one that it's a little tricky to use because it is super glassy. Beedrill and or Shadow Beedrill. Shadow is preferred, of course, still. But it can do really well as long as you get it in the right alignment. That drill run with the X-Scissor bait is a really powerful combination. So that is probably the most accessible one. You can say Luxray is accessible as well if you actually remember to keep one at the Great League IV levels. Not saying I didn't, but if you did, that's one as well. And Vigoroth. I think if you do any level of PvP today, you probably already have a Vigoroth, and it is really good in this meta.
Yep. So I tried when I did it to use Parasect, and it was bad.
We'll talk about it next week, but did you see the colony rankings?
Ah, I did.
Parasect's up there.
Yep, my boy, way up there. Actually, it's my girl because it's Katie. That's my girl. So for me, I have two. I have two, and then one I think is overhyped.
Which one is that?
Well, we'll go with my two first. So Shadow Scizor. Scizor? Yeah. So I was using it during some, just doing some practice stuff. And it's glassy, but the bullet punches and night slashes, you grab a boost off a night slash and those bullet punches are doing damage.
And it beats a really popular pick.
And that is?
Wormadam Trash. You're going to see Wormadam Trash all over the place. Just be prepared for it.
Yeah, it's going to be all over the place. It does beat it. It's a good... it does really well against most of the stuff here, being that it's a bug fire type, just like Wormadam, just like Fortress, just like if it was eligible, Escavalier. Fire is its only true weakness. It has a lot of resistance and a lot of neutral things, but you get that thing stuck up against a Litleo, it's going down. It's going to go down, and it's going to go down fast if you're stuck. And then the other one that I've found working fairly well, Heracross.
I think everyone has been finding that working very well.
Yeah.
In every practice tournament.
I purposely didn't mention that one.
No.
Yeah. I feel like, everyone knows by now.
What... I think Heracross is going to be like what the Cradilly was last month. It's going to be that one that was ranked a little lower than everything, but it's going to end up outperforming a lot of the stuff in here. It's going to be Obstagoon. It's going to beat, I think it should be Beware. It should be a Lickitung too, right?
It does.
Lickitung. It'll beat Graveler, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Vigoroth
beats Vigoroth.
Vigoroth. Does it beat Wormadam, or is it?
It is bait dependent on Wormadam.
Okay,
but if you can land a close combat, it one shots a Wormadam.
Yeah. It's gonna take out Magnezone. Pretty much any of the electrics if you can get off one of those. Now, people, well, PV Poke has it running Close Combat and Rock Blast. This is the one. This time, I'm going to completely agree with them on this. You need that Rock Blast bait coverage. I've seen on YouTube some people that were doing it with Megahorn and Rock Blast, just so they don't get the debuff from the Close Combat. But it's use a Close Combat. You're going to need it. Any way you can get Fighting or Fire into this meta, I think, is important. Now, I said one that I don't think should be as high as it is, but it is. And it's probably going to be unpopular. It's going to be very unpopular. But
don't you trash Wormadam.
It's not.
Don't you do it. Okay.
I think I know what it is.
Guess.
They didn't get the pun there. Toxicroak? They Toxicroak. Completely missed my pun.
It's Toxicroak.
Yes.
He did.
And I hate saying it because it's my favorite PvP Pokemon, but damn, I don't think anyone should be bringing this.
If it wasn't for Wormadam, it would be the best Pokemon in this meta.
Yeah.
But it loses in 4 confusions.
Yeah.
And depending upon IV, it could be as little as 3.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's Dino, really bad.
I know you were running it in the practice. Are you still going to run it? Or
no, but I did try actually something different that I realized using Toxicroak. Obviously, it's really dependent on energy. And, you know, whenever you lose lead, let's just say I go into Toxicroak versus Wormadam, I go into my save swap, they switch as well. And then usually I end up losing that matchup. And then I bring in Toxicroak and get energy. Now, hear me out. Toxicroak does have a fighting move as well. If it hits a Wormadam with Dynamic Punch, it could potentially actually flip the matchup.
If it can get to
it. Well, I mean, that's what I just said. I mean, like, it's build up energy to get to a Dynamic Punch, and most likely they won't shield it because no one's going to expect it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the only scenario where it would be useful. I do think that if you do look up the whole meta for this, when are you going to use Sludge Bomb? When? Never. So, like, even against Frostlass, hitting a Dynamic Punch is going to do a lot more than a Butt Bomb. So, it's a potential way to, if you do want to make it work. I did try to do it. I didn't practice with it enough, but I actually was thinking about using that instead of Sludge Bomb if I were to run it.
Yeah. I think another Pokemon that makes Toxicroak another one to kind of keep at home is Golbat. Golbat is... I went up against Lyle in a practice, and he was running a Golbat, and it's good. Golbat is good normally in most metas, but it's pretty good. It's got some good matchups. We were talking. He was saying that this meta would be the one time where maybe you don't want a higher ranked Golbat. You're going to want one that has a little higher attack stat. And I wish I wrote down what he said, the reasoning, because it was a really good reason why. And I went, oh, that makes sense. But the fact that it has wing attack and then you can get those poison fangs off real quick for defense drops and stuff, it could have a lot of fun. Any other ones? Anything else?
I've been playing around with a certain thick fish, and I found it working pretty well. I mean, it won me how many battles last night, Dino? At least 3 or 4?
Yeah, 3 or 4. But I actually have been seeing a lot of people run that thick fish often.
I have started to see it come in soon. Oh, and Lyles did come into chat to let Dino know it went, if you have a higher attack Golbat, it will win CMP over Drapion, which it that currently loses.
That was it.
And that could really flip a match because that, once again, that crunch does a lot. And if you can CMP it.
So, I'm assuming your thick fish is Lantern.
Yes.
Were you running it with Spark or were you running it with Water?
Spark.
Really?
The reason that little bit of extra energy can help flip a match like Beedrill. Okay. Because you can get to two Thunderbolts versus only getting to one if you're running Water Gun. So it may not win the matchup, but it can grab that extra shield as it's going down.
Okay.
So I do see Spark would absolutely help in some matchups, such as Litleo. However, to be frankly honest, it's already Water resisting gun. Everything Litleo's throwing at it anyways.
Water Gun.
Or Water Gun, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I tried using it, and I used it with Water Gun, and I liked it a little better. I think mainly because it was a little faster, but I think really that's one. It's just, I guess, team composition.
It is, and it, if you're not used to using it, because it is such a slow as far as getting to your charge moves, mm-hmm. it can be difficult. It can take a lot more than you think it can. Like, it takes a drill run from a Shadow Beedrill. It mm-hmm. lives on like 5 HP, but it takes it.
Yep.
Another one that I've seen a lot of people using, and it's sneaky good, is Raichu. With that brick break baiting mm-hmm. capability, especially against a fighter, as well as the wild charge nuke, it can be really good as well. I do think Alolan Graveler may be overranked as well, because I'm seeing a lot of double fighting teams. I think Alolan Graveler may be a little overranked.
Yeah. I have not seen a Magnezone.
I have seen one. And unfortunately, I did not have a shield when that wild charge came at me, and I went from completely healthy to dead.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what it was against, but yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
I would say that for Lantern, using Water Gun does help against Luxray a lot versus using Spark. In that scenario, that's the only, like, the one that for my team, like you mentioned, team comp, Luxray was really annoying for me at the time, so I switched to Water Gun, and it helped tremendously. It's like a completely different Pokemon.
Yep. Cool. So that's your Firefly Cup. I'm sure as it moves on and things start getting started, we'll probably have some new picks or something that we've been seeing kind of do outperform or underperform. And we'll definitely let you guys know that. We got another custom meta coming out this month on the 27th.
Correct. Who designed this one? Who had the initial input here?
I did. I'm so normally Wildcat and Seagull are the ones putting these things together. And there was one, I think when we first were trying to figure it out, I was trying to do, like, I wanted to do some type of like dark cup, since I like dark and ghost Pokemon, but it didn't work right. So I was thinking, I was like, man, I want to do something. I want to do a cup that uses types that don't normally get used very often. Maybe as like a second, like a dual typing, but not as like the primary typings for.
And instead, he chose three of the most popular types.
Did not. Did not. And I was watching, I'm rewatching Game of Thrones, and I was like, man, let's do a Game of Thrones theme. And the actual name of the books is, what is it? A Song of Fire and Ice. So I was like, all right, well, it's already given me my two, what's it called? My two typings here. So now I just need to add whatever. So I had fire, ice, and dragon. Did I have the flying in there or no? No, it was just those three. And then I had a couple bands and stuff in there. And then I gave it to Seagull and Wildcat to kind of look at. And Seagull added the ice to it. So your loud typings are dragon, fire, flying, and ice.
No, we added flying to it. You did not have, you had dragon, fire, ice.
Yes.
And we needed something a little bit to balance out the ice there.
Yeah. your bands, Water, Fairy, Shadow, Mega, and Alolan forms.
I'm going to ask you the same thing I ask every month when Sylph bans Shadows. Why do you hate Shadows?
I think the Shadows made it too. I think they were like.
But I have like a rank 5 Shadow Ninetales I wanted to bring.
Right. Also, your banned Pokemon, Aerodactyl, Altaria, Charizard, Dragalge, Dragonair, Goodra. Listen carefully. Hakamo, right? Hakamo?
Hakamo, but yeah.
Hakamo. Not
Hakamo O, actually. You gotta get O.
Hakamo O. Not. What's the other one? What's the. That's the middle.
Jangmango?
Form, right? Jangmango, yeah.
Isn't it Komo or something?
Oh, no, Komomo.
Yeah.
Komomo.
Yeah. So it's the middle form that's banned.
Why are you using a lot of O's for some reason?
So what, I don't understand that last O at the end of it. Magcargo, Piloswine, and Zoelius. Did you guys happen to look at like the rankings or anything for this yet?
I have, and I don't remember them off the top of my head, so give me a minute and I can grab them.
Yeah. I think this was one of those rare ones where Houndoom is like up there.
And I have to rank 10 Shadow Houndoom.
Yeah. There was a couple ones that stood out there that I was like, okay. And it's exactly the reason why I wanted to do something like this, is to pull out those Pokemon that sometimes don't always get, like, we know that they have some type of, you know, PvP relevance, but don't maybe always, they get outshadowed or out, they get overlooked because there's other ones that just perform a little better. So, yeah,
so your top three of your top four are unshockingly dragons. What's really shocking to me, Flygon is rank 1. In a meta that has ice, Flygon's rank 1. Snowy Cast Form Astro. You got one of those yet?
No, I don't.
That's rank 2. Dredagon, rank 3. Kamo-O-O is rank 4. Zapdos, rank 5. Magmortar, rank 6. Mandiba, 7. Ninetales, 8. Ready for this one. Latios is rank 9.
Oh, that one's new.
There is a little controversy in the Discord around this one among the admins, because Lyles is whining that it's not accessible enough, but I think that's just because he doesn't have one and he's jealous.
But isn't...
Latios is really, really hard to get under 1500. You have to have one from research traded with 333 or less IVs.
Yeah. Really, I mean, I don't have one.
I don't
have one that low.
But it isn't that overpowered. And then number 10... is Beartic.
That was the other one that I was like,
when was the last time you saw that, like, in the top even 20 or 50? Well, maybe 50, but like,
there was one top 10? There was a cup last season or two seasons ago, season 2 of Sylph, where it was eligible and was
You're right, I think I remember now.
And then the best Pokemon in this cup at rank 37 is Drifblim.
37. Hey, 37. He didn't get banned.
No, too late. We've already announced it. And here's the thing. I think Drifblim will be a little better than it's ranked, solely because the new algorithm does punish Hex users, just like it punishes Incinerate users and things of that nature. So, like, Talonflame is 32. I think Talonflame will be a little better than 32.
Yeah.
So that's the early thoughts. And so, we said what date this starts. There will be prizes mentioned on a further episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still working on those.
Still working on that. But if you're in the Discord, you can go ahead and we can sign up for it now. Sign up's up. Yeah? No?
Not yet. I believe so.
Should be up in what, a week or so? A couple weeks?
Sure. We'll yell at Siegel and make them do it quicker. Yeah.
We'll let you guys know when it comes. But this is gonna be fun. I'm excited for this one. I love seeing things like Dredagon being number 3. Was it 3? Two, three.
It's a lot of dragons. Like three, the top ten.
Three. Yeah, and I like. So I played Druidigon in Love Cup, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun Pokemon. It's fun. Now that it doesn't have like so many things that it's got to, that's gonna just wreck it. It's gonna be fun.
Oh, do you know what move Beartick has that Charm. May be an is it? Yeah, and Play Rough.
It does, but have you ever used Beartick?
No, but what you could do is you'll if you run, if
get
you
off
run
two charms,
if you run Powder Snow, you could actually get to a Play Rough.
Yes, possibly, possibly. Beartick is extremely glassy. What is? I'm trying to think. Let's see. Did you have it pulled up there?
Yeah, Beartick's is 94 defense.
So let's put that into perspective. It is the exact same defense as Gengar.
I mean, Gengar can get to a Sludge Bomb.
What's its stamina?
129.
Okay, so it's got its attack?
134.
So yeah, Gengar is 156. So he's and he's got a much. Its Shadow Claw is much faster than Powder Snow, right?
I don't know if it's much faster.
It does. I don't think it's much faster, but I think it just does more damage.
So I don't know. I just remember I tried to use Beartick once, and it just went down.
Yeah, it's the exact same energy. Just Powder Snow does one less damage.
Okay.
Same turns. Everything else is the same.
Hmm. So
interesting cut.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm excited for it. Then Saturday, we've got regionals in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. So that's going to be Saturday morning. It just says kicks off bright and early Saturday morning. Do we have an exact
6:45 Pacific, 9:45 Eastern.
Okay. We've got the list of our shoutcasters for this one, and it's good. We've got a couple to our Discord,
friend of the show,
friends of
couple of the friends of the shows,
DeFi250, Speediest Chief, and 20 is it 20 butters or
it's 2-0 butters.
There we go. It looks like a zero. Wholesome Pogo, those are your hosts. I'm excited.
It's a huge difference compared to the ones they had in Europe.
Yeah. If you are at regionals, let us know on Twitter. Send us a tweet. Show us how's the stamina, or not stamina, the arena stamina. And everything looking like. Good Lord, I'm tired, y'all. Because, you know, hey, we want to go to regionals eventually. Dino and I are, you know, targeting maybe Columbus. Maybe.
Could be. Possibility.
Wait, Ohio?
It's nationals.
Okay.
And it's the 3-hour drive and not on Mother's Day.
Yeah. It is Ohio, though.
I mean, the other one was in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Oh, but Milwaukee's got all the beer.
Is that what you're thinking about?
I mean, he's not competing. He's not good
enough. I'm not competing, so I got to do something. So well. I got to do something.
You've got to go around and promote the show.
I'm not
going to
walk around
going,
cheerleader.
No, you're going to walk around and promote the show. That's your job the entire time.
We'll see. We'll see about that. I'm messing with our Ohio, our listeners. I love every state except New Jersey. So, I could say that because half my family lives in New Jersey, so, and they hate it there. Anyway, moving on. It's in-game news, right? Yeah? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, kind of keep it moving.
Okay.
It's the in-game news!
right. So, in-game news. This is the first time I've ever looked at the in-game news notes and saw raids at the top of it. Raids and raid hours. So raids, we've got Mega Latias and Latios coming in on May 10th at
no, 10. Until May 10th.
You can't even read.
They'll be here tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Tomorrow morning. Till the 10th. So then what, our first raid hour is with them?
Yes.
Okay. So our first raid hour of the month is with them. So this will be fun.
And we'll talk more about them in a little bit more. Because there's some special stuff with them.
Besides the fact that this is the first time we're getting mega legendaries.
Yes, besides.
And ones that look like they're fighter jets.
They're kind of cool, actually. I like
them. They're awesome looking. But it's literally that. They look like F-150s.
And they both look the exact same. They share the same model once they mega evolve, which is kind of just not fair.
So make sure
you're looking at what raid you're doing.
Yeah. The colors are still different, right? No?
No, the megas are the exact same.
The exact same colors,
too? Yes.
There's got to be something that you can look. I guess just the name.
The name.
All right. Well, pay attention. Then after that, when they're gone on the 10th through the 25th, Tapu Fini.
And this thing is huge for Ultra League.
Ultra League.
We'll break it more. We'll break it down more closer to its actual release. But Tapu Fini is going to be really, really important. And it can play in all three leagues.
I'm continuing to read, and I'm just feeling my pocket just start to empty. Because after Tapu Fini is done, he is actually going to come back with all of his friends and all the Tapus.
Dollar bills, off, man. It's just taking all the dollar bills.
May 25th through June 1st. I'm going to have to save up for that week because I'm going to need all those XLs, all that candy XL. You guys have been doing a good amount of the Landorus?
I've done a few. I got two shinies in my first three raids and then just kind of lost steam on it.
I think I did a few as well, but I don't think I got a shiny yet.
I've done a ton. I've got a shiny. It was I think 14, 14, 14. And that's the best one I've gotten this whole time. And I know I have like over almost 200 XL candy on it. So that's how many raids I've done. And I still haven't gotten the hundo another shiny. I only have one shiny of it. So
the best one that I got was, I think, a 13 or 14, and then 15 at the end. So I think it was 96 or 98%.
Okay, it's not terrible. Like,
it's usable.
It's usable. I mean, you're never gonna use it, but
level 40 at max. That's it. Never 50.
So Mama Climbs did point out the difference in the two megas for me. Can you guess it?
Eye color.
You read the chat, didn't you?
I don't have Twitch open.
Remember, he doesn't have the chat.
The eye color is slightly different. I don't know which one's which, but one of them has red eyes and the other has yellow.
Is that like, what is it? The shiny Aeron and the shadow Aeron?
Yeah. They look exactly the same.
They look exactly the same. May 10th. So when we get Tapu Fini, we're going to get Mega Blastoise back. That'll be nice.
I may do a mega raid now.
Yeah.
Something important for those that need silver pineapps, mega raids drop specifically silver pineapps over as many golden raspberries. So you actually can farm silver pineapps if you're looking for it.
Mm-hmm. The 25th through June 1st, Mega Altaria will be here. Excuse me, I got a yawn. Okay. Sorry. Raid hours, Wednesday, when this comes out for the audio listeners, our raid hour will be Mega Latios and Latias. the following three. Am I reading that right? Yeah, I'm okay. 11th, 18th, and 25th is Tapu Fini.
Well, 25th is Fini and the other Tapus.
Lele, Bulu, Coco.
No. It's Boo Boo. Tapu Boo Boo.
Get it right.
Is it? No, it's not.
This guy didn't listen to the show last week. Now we, Dean, you and I know he's lying
now
to
we
us.
Know he just listened to parts of it.
I did listen to it because I was telling, I was going through it with you guys as I was listening to it. But again, I won't remember what we did now when I go wake up tomorrow. So yeah, that'll, yeah, that's fun. reports of XL rare candy from in-person raids have begun to show up. And even in our Discord, people have posted it.
Yeah, like, it seems they've turned it back on. So we'll hopefully it stays.
One, or is it?
One. And okay, it is so not just 5-star raids. There's actually been reports of it coming from 3-star raids as well.
But it's not like the same. Is it the same drop rate as rare candy?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
So not enough testing, but this is specifically in-person raids only. If you remote in, you do not have a chance of getting it. So I think this may be them starting to incentivize that in-person and try to get people back to doing it, you know, in-person.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think they picked the right thing to do it with.
At least for us. Because, I mean, like, you already have, you know, raiders already doing raids. So you got to find something for the PvP community to go into the raids.
Yeah,
and let's be honest, I will absolutely do some in-person raids. If I'm out and about, I'll look for raids that I can get to and do in enough time.
Yes. Research breakthrough for the month of May: Alolan Grimer, very PvP relevant Pokemon,
and XL candy and a good shiny.
Yeah, really good shiny. The shiny Grimer is green. Yeah. It's green with like the yellow slime coming out of its mouth. It's awesome. It's purple. It's purple.
Yes, it's purple. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. It's the color of Kanto muck.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little, I think it's a little brighter purple. And then the obviously Alolan muck is good as well. I don't know. What have the IV floors been for research lately?
10-10-10. Okay. So you would have to trade off, or you could get the actual XL Grimer.
Yeah, which I have.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
I need the XL candy, so I'm okay with this. Now, I will say, overall, this is nowhere near as exciting as even, in my opinion, Marowak. At least Marowak was something you used to have to raid for. Grimer's been in the wild how many different times now?
Yeah. It's still fun when it pops up. I think I would agree with you on Marowak if... because I love Alolan Grimer and Muk. If it had Shadow Bone, because I have one and it's trash, like not even worth trying to build. And I just am not willing to waste an elite TM on it. So, especially since it just kind of died, like... It's almost
to be honest, Shadow Bone's not necessary for it. Shadow Ball, it is still serviceable with Shadow Ball.
Yep. So Spotlight Hours. 10th, we've got Numel. That is the little camel thing that turns into Camerupt. Yeah. I think that's gonna be our next mega, just saying. It's been popping up a lot frequently. Just saying, maybe, possibly. Tinfoil hat. So that's going to be 2x transfer candy. So do your Meltan box before. That way you can transfer all of those Meltan after. Or anything. Your legendaries, you'll get your 2x on that as well. Then we've got Magikarp on the 17th, which is, this is weird. Okay. You're bringing back Magikarp for a raid hour and your bonus is 2 XP for evolving a 400 candy Pokemon.
You don't have to evolve that Pokemon.
I know, but I'm saying, like,
it is funny.
Let's be honest. Do you need to catch more Magikarp, or would actually evolving things help you more right now?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess I don't have a ton of things to evolve for XP purposes. I normally just delete most of them. So I don't have to buy bag space. I can, yeah. Then 24th, we've got Seal coming. 2x Stardust. Seal can be shiny, so could Magikarp. Seal is a good Pokemon because it evolves into Dewgong. Now, Dewgong is a double legacy Pokemon. So you'll need an elite fast TM and an elite charge TM for it for PvP. But it is a good Pokemon. Dewgong is a very thick Pokemon that is fun. I enjoy it. I've used it several times. Those icy winds are fun. Love it. And then the last one of the month is Pekipek. No? I said it wrong? Picky Peck?
There you go. Picky Peck.
Picky Peck? Whatever. That's the one that goes into Toucanon, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
if you don't have a Toucanon, you can get it. This will be 2x catch XP. I will say this. Toucanon will have a place in some type of format just because of its moveset. Bullet Seed. What is it? Bullet Seed, Rock Slide, and then it's like one other thing, but it's like it catches you off guard because of its moveset.
It's Rock Bat, Bullet Seed, Drill Peck, Rock Blast.
Yeah, there you go. Drill Peck is great. It's a good move. So is, well, Rock Blast isn't that great,
but it's a cheap move.
Yeah, and it's running Bullet Seed, so it's gonna get there real quick. I tried using it during one of these practice Great League tournaments things.
How did that go?
Not bad. It's not. Oh, really? It's really not a terrible Pokemon. I think it's probably going to be better in Ultra with a little more bulk to it, but it's not a terrible Pokemon. I mean, I don't know the stats off the top of my head, but I you could do worse. So
that is true.
Then we've got updates. We've got the buddy widget coming for, I think it's just to Androids.
They didn't say just Androids. I mean, we'll have to wait and see, but it'll probably roll out the Android first because, you know, superior race and all.
It was. So that will be debuting sometime early May. So probably in the next couple weeks. We already have the egg hatch one available for Android now. Android now has it. It's one that iPhone has had forever, I guess. But anyway. Then we've got May 3rd, so tomorrow. Pokemon Air Adventures. I didn't read anything about this one. So I don't know. I'm going to read what's here. So if I get something wrong, which I probably will, it's because I didn't even know that this was going to go on. So tomorrow through Sunday, let's see, it doesn't, I'm assuming 10 a.m. local time to 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. local
time. I think it's 8 p.m.
8 p.m. So this is when your Mega Latias and Latios come in. The Mega Latias will know the charge move Mist Ball. This will be a 120 damage for 60 energy, 50% chance to lower the opponent's attack by one stage.
Does not make it more viable.
Okay. Mega Latios, maybe this one, Latios, will know the charge move Luster Purge. Am I saying this right? Luster Purge. Another 120 damage for 60 energy, 50% chance of to lower the opponent's defense by one stage.
Will not make it viable.
Okay. But it's still... Is this like signature moves for them? Okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't know if this was like something that other Pokemon could get.
No, this I think this one truly is a true signature move. Only them.
Is this one of those mega moves? Like where they only can use it when it's... Okay, so this is one after even when it's not mega, it's going to stay. Okay, cool. Wild encounters during this, we're going to get Flying Pikachu.
So one thing to clarify here, on the image of Flying Pikachu, they show you the one with the yellow and orange balloons. That's only if you're in Japan in, I cannot remember the name of the city that has actually hosted like the year-long event for this. The rest of the world will get the standard red, white, or red, yellow, blue balloon Pikachu. So if you're looking for the yellow, orange, and don't understand why you can't find it, you got to go to Japan.
It doesn't change anything.
Just different looking.
Okay. So that'll be their Jigglypuff, Cantonian Meowth. Meowth? 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 Yeah.
Meowth.
Meowth. Meowth is 500 Stardust per catch. And it's not a terribly hard Pokemon to catch. Trubbish is high. It sometimes can be a little annoying to catch. But Meowth is not. Psyduck. I haven't seen a Psyduck in the wild in a long time.
Yeah, we used to see it all the time. I barely see it now.
I bet Mama Clance is happy, though. She's a big Psyduck fan.
Yeah.
But you're right. I now that you're mentioning it, I don't think I've seen it in forever.
I could tell you for right now, I haven't seen this Pokemon in the wild in... I could not tell you the last time. Doduo? When was the last time you caught a Doduo?
I actually caught a Dutrio not too long ago.
I don't even think I've gotten that.
Yeah, but recently. You're in a different biome. You're in that water biome, so you get the water spots.
I guess, yeah. So that'll be fun just to see it pop up every once in a while. Magikarp, Wingull. Wingull XL Candy for Pelipper. So I saw this in like one of my notifications that popped up from our Discord. Is XL Pelipper like a real thing?
Yeah. People are either already have it or building it for Ultra League.
And it's worth it?
You've seen Pidgeot around there. You've seen, you know, other Pokemon that don't reach the exact 2500 CP, but still viable. I would say it's different. You won't see many of them.
It's going to be Swampert. It's going to be Venusaur. Or it's going to be a close matchup for Venusaur, but it's going to be Talonflame. It's going to beat your fighters. I mean, it has decent matchups. The Ultra League meta shifted. The dragons aren't coming out to play as much.
There's going to be a bunch now, especially with tomorrow being the spotlight hour for it. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see a lot of them plus this event. So you may see a lot more next Ultra League.
Maybe out. I can get a good Great League or Seagull finally.
Seagull?
Yeah, I said that, didn't I? See what I did there?
Seagull. Now, would you say it's better than the next Pokemon that's going to be appearing in the wild, Swablu, which evolves into Altaria?
For Ultra League, yes. I think Ultra League Altaria, because of the meta shifting with Walrein and so many Charmers, Altaria struggles more.
Yeah. But Altaria is still really good in Ultra League.
And as someone who's mega, it has a mega.
Yeah. As someone who's used Altaria in Ultra League, it's still pretty good. I would have to build a Pelipper and try it out to see, compare it. But I mean, I agree with Walrein running around. Altaria doesn't look very good. But then we Drifloon. So XL candy for your murder balloons, murder candy for your murder balloons, Charizard if you're lucky, and Mantine if you're lucky.
Did you notice something about all of those spawns? For the first time ever, they're all shiny eligible. you can catch a wild, a shiny of every featured spawn.
Oh, shoot. I didn't even notice that. It's probably because we didn't put in the notes. Of being
you could catch,
but that's true.
You could catch Charizard shiny.
It's a mega that's been released, so yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can't catch Charmeleon shiny because reasons.
Understandable.
Is there reasons?
Reasons is the reason.
The reason, yeah. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't notice that until you just pointed it out. Even the flying Pikachu can be shiny.
And that was a big chase one last time it was here.
Okay. And I think that's why the one that's in Japan, you said that's going to be super rare for some people if it's shiny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because that means you have to be in Japan in, my God, why can I not remember the name of the city? But it's the city that's hosting the year-long Air Adventures event.
Hmm. Okay. I wouldn't know.
Timed research focused on catching Pikachu and flying type Pokemon. Research rewards are 50 Latios Mega Energy, 50 Latios Mega Energy, 3,000 XP, and an encounter with Flying Pikachu. Your raids, your 3-star raids are going to be Charizard, Lapras, Togekiss, not shiny Togekiss. You can't get that one shiny because why?
Reasons. No, it's a final evolve form, so those it is not, and it doesn't have a Mega.
Okay, so once it has a Mega,
but it never gets then a Mega. It can be... Yes, if it is a mega release Pokemon, you can get the shiny of the evolved form.
Okay.
However, Togekiss is XL candy. If you're trying to do that ultra or the Master League Togekiss, there's easy way to do it.
Yep, and it's a good shot at getting a hundo.
And if you do it in person, an XL rare candy possibly.
Mm-hmm. Lapras is another one. You need XL for it depends. If you're doing an XL Lapras, I think you could make a Lapras without it being XL.
Correct.
But the XL Lapras is preferred, I believe, for Ultra League. Am I right? No? Yeah? Probably? Yeah?
Sure.
Sure. I feel like Lapras is another one of those Pokemon that just kind of fell off. Like,
Walrein.
Or Marowak.
Yeah, because of Walrein.
Like a low in Marowak.
Sorry, Caleb. I told you so.
Why? I mean, I guess because a lot of water Pokemon came out to play Nidoqueen and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's why it fell out. Mm-hmm. And too many Azus. I mean, even with Azus, actually, you can still hit it with a Shadow Bone, but still.
Yeah. 6-star raids.
You said that correctly.
I said 6-star raids?
Mega Legends are 6-star raid bosses.
That's not a mistake.
That's not a mistake. It has been confirmed. And you can see when you get through the rest of this, there's actual changes to what a 6-star raid means.
Okay. 6-star raids, Mega Latias Latios. Raid timer is 300 seconds?
Yes, 300 seconds versus the standard, I think right now is 200. So you get 100 more seconds to take this thing down.
Okay. 13,000 XP instead of 10,000?
Yeah. So it is absolutely deliberate. Because of those two, you know, 0.3 and 4 there, raid timer change and the 13,000 XP, it being a 6-star raid boss is absolutely deliberate. One of them, I think Latias, is 80,000 CP as a raid boss, and Latios is 84,000. Or I may have this flipped, but it's one or the other. So don't think you can hop in with 3 or 4 and do this. Like, you're going to need 5 to 6 people to take this raid boss down.
Hmm.
But you can get up to 200 XL candy from one raid. Or not XL, 200 mega candy from one raid.
Hmm. That's awesome. Eggs, your 7K eggs, Togepi can be shiny, Mantyke, Emolga, and Noibat. Not terrible, but not amazing.
I mean, a 25% chance at a Noibat if you don't have them and you don't have the candy to evolve one yet. That's pretty good odds in my opinion. And Togepi, once again, PvP relevance, Mantyke PvP relevance, Emolga PvP relevance. Like, that's, I like that.
Yeah. Field research, task encounters, flying Pikachu, Doduo, Swablu, Emolga. Emolga, for some reason, this is not shiny, but I didn't know it could be shiny.
it can't be shiny, but Flying Pikachu, Doduo, and Swablu can. So he's noting what can't be for you.
Ah, okay. Got it.
He's tired. It's okay.
I'm there. we're there. We're back. Event bonus. Half distance for your eggs. Half hatch distance.
Get those 12-kilometer eggs in incubators.
Do not start it until the event starts. Please.
It's like a personal experience.
It's personal experience, and I bet you anything I'll put something in an incubator tonight. Because I'll just do it. So, okay. Jesus. There's still more?
And we're going to have to spend some time on this one, because this is big news here.
Is it? Why? Why is it big news?
GoFest! We got GoFest details, and if you're a PvP player, you're going to want to do the event.
Is it?
Yes.
You want to tell us a little
bit of way of saying you want me to do this news story because you're tired of reading?
Just maybe give me a little break for a second.
Okay, so first up, there is a question for our audience. GoFest, first off, June 4th and 5th, Saturday and Sunday, it'll run from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time, will be worldwide. With that being said, I think we've kind of come to the conclusion that Dino, myself, and Astro will probably not be able to make it to Seattle. So we are wondering if our listeners would want to do a couple regional meetups. So the thought process would be after the event ends on Saturday night, we would meet up in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale, South Florida area, and a second meetup in the Lexington, Kentucky area for our locals up north here. But we're not going to commit to that until we know that people actually want this to happen. So what we're going to do is on Wednesday, you'll see a Twitter poll go out. And if you're in our Discord, you will get tagged by an everyone tag to vote if you would be willing to come and able to make it. Most likely what we'll have is just a general meetup, hangout, as well as some type of in-person PvP tournament that evening. So we will release more details once we get the results of the poll. Anything to add there, Astro Dino?
No, I think maybe, and this is just me spitballing and coming up with an idea in the middle of the show. If worst case scenario, we do kind of like what PGR does with their Mareepa.
Yeah.
And just, will everyone get together and maybe do like a big live tournament? But in order to be in the live tournament, you have to be on like the Zoom call.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good fallback. If we don't get the people that want to do it, absolutely, I think that's a great fallback.
But I would very much like to do an actual meetup. So that is obviously priority.
Look, I'm getting a sitter. I have a night free. I am more than happy to meet people.
Yeah.
And I'm making Seagull help me plan it, so it's not being by myself. So you get myself and Seagull and Dino and Astro. I can tell you which event you should probably attend.
I'll be planning it, and Dino will be showing up.
that's how it's going to be.
He's already sent the message that says, hey, have you started looking for anything? Have you started planning any of this?
He's the creative one here.
This is the creative one.
Okay, yeah. So what is happening for GoFest? So first off, tickets will be $14.99. If you buy the GoFest ticket, you also get access to a finale event that takes place on Saturday, August 27th. We have no details about that. As we expected, based on the image, the featured mythical Pokemon is going to be Shaymin. And it's the landform Shaymin, not skyform. So Shaymin has two different forms. So it's the one that looks like a hedgehog.
What do you guys think it will be? Will it be like within, like you just transform back and forth, or will it be like completely different?
Yeah, it's going to be a back and forth. Now that they figured out how to do it, that's absolutely what's going to happen.
Okay, I thought maybe it was going to be kind of like a Giratina type of thing, where like maybe it just has two separate Pokemons.
Nah, I think we're looking at more a Hoopa situation. Keep in mind, this is a mythical versus a legend as well.
That's true.
This thing is is cute as fuck.
Oh my god, I love it so much. I want to cuddle it and pet it.
What is that thing that you pour water in?
Yeah, chia pet.
Chia pet. It's a little tiny chia pet.
It's adorable.
If they make plushes of this, I gotta get one.
They have plushes of this.
Do they?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to get one for my daughter.
On the second day of GoFest, we will get a mystery 5-star raid boss. What do you guys got? What are you thinking? It's going to be and it says makes its debut. So new mystery 5-star raid boss.
What other legendary Pokemon are we missing for like the current?
And it's legendary, not mythical. Does it specify?
It says,
oh,
no it does not. It says a mystery Pokemon.
I would think it would be legendary.
Or maybe the other form of...
Nah, I don't
know. No, it's not going to be the other form. You're not going to get unlimited access to Shaymin. Shaymin is one that the Pokemon company has kept locked away as much as possible. Like, even in BDSP, you only had a 30-day window to get the ticket to get it.
What about Cosmog? Is that a...
You going where I was thinking. Now, will they go Cosmog, or will they go to the final forms and do either Lunala or what is the other one's name? Solgaleo. Thank you. I was getting there.
I can actually say so.
Or is it going to be an Ultra Beast? Because we'll talk a little bit about why in a minute. Actually, I'll tell you now. The featured unknown letters are G and O. And U and B. Is it a 5-star or an Ultra Beast?
That would be dope, but how many? Isn't there like a couple of them?
There's like 15.
What's the main one that, what's his name?
Necrozma?
Necrozma, yeah.
Is that what it is?
That's the one in Gen 7, so it's a possibility. So if it's not Necrozma, then it has to be Cosmog and stuff. Yeah.
Because they are legendaries. I would love to see Seagull read my mind, Guzzlord. I just think that thing looks so cool. But I think it's absolutely your mystery 5-star is absolutely going to be a Ultra Beast.
Okay.
In addition, on both days of GoFest, you will get 9 free in-person raid passes. Uh-oh, Astra thought of something.
I got it.
Got it, Co.
I found it. Buzzwole.
Buzzhole?
Buzzwole.
No.
Do you remember that episode?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, it's not gonna be that. But that thing, so 18 free raid passes across the 2 days. That's fair to me. I'm okay with that.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Okay, let's get ready to dig into day 1 here. 10 to 6 local. New shinies available as of GoFest, unless they get released beforehand, because let's be honest, that happens a lot. Numel. Astro, you keep seeing that Pokemon pop up, don't you? Karrablast.
Telling you. Ooh, Karrablast is good.
Axu.
Thank God.
Wait.
Axu Shiny is getting released.
And
that's going to be an
And awesome where is this going to be available?
Just wait. We'll get there.
Okay.
Shroomish and Shelmet. You'll get a free GoFest avatar t-shirt. There will be 4 rotating habitats again. Now, this is still part of the free what's happening if you're not buying a ticket. In the city habitat, Magnemite, Alolan Grimer, Hitmonchan, Baltoy, Trash Cloak Burmy, Bronzor, Pidove, Trubbish, there's your 750 Stardust, Gothitita, Golett, and Litten, Costume Pikachu, and Galarian Weezing in the wild. Okay, like what's jumping out at you in the spawn list?
Ooh.
A lot should be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a lot. There's of course, it's GoFest. Yeah. You're going to see a lot that you're going to be going after. I mean, I know for me, even though it's not like probably too relevant, I know I didn't catch too many, how do you say that? Gothitita? Too many of them? Yeah, I think many of those. So it's always good to have just random ones.
Like Magnemite, super PvP relevant. Alolan Grimer, super PvP relevant. Hitmonchan, cup-based relevance. Ball toy is
same thing.
Wormadam trash. You need that. I need a better one. So yeah. I'm all for this one. Bronzor, been good in cups. P-Dove, don't care about. Trebuch, there's your dust. I may finally get a Great League Golurk, guys. Or Golurk.
You better take this opportunity to do that.
Yeah. So great spawns in the City Hour. Now let's hoot over to the Plains Hour. Girafarig, Dunsparce, Larvitar, Numel, Trapinch, Weasel, Patrat, Drillbur, Shelmet, Rufflet, Litleo, Costume Pikachu, and, if you're lucky, Aksu in the wild.
And this is still without?
Without paying for the event.
Really? But it's probably like, it says if you're lucky, so like, I expect it to be somewhat kind of rare.
It will be, but if you remember, Dino was if you're lucky last year, and I caught a few of those. Yeah. I caught probably four or five during their hours.
Yeah, like, and
all over the place for us.
I think I wasn't out for much, and I caught a few. So if that's the case, I think that's why a lot of people were like kind of mad that it was out, because then it wasn't like so crazy good anymore, I guess, or so like you're like the only one that has.
Yeah. So here you're looking Aksu, Litleo, Rufflet, and Drillbur, and Trapinch are your PvP relevance here. Any others that you would be focusing on?
Did you mention Drillbur?
I did mention Drillbur.
Okay, yeah.
I think Drillbur is going to be the one. Besides Axew,
I really want the Haxorus so bad.
I still need to excel Litleo candy, so I'm really excited about that.
There's just too many opportunities for a good, PvP Pokemon here.
Yeah. Okay, then we're going to head over to the Rainforest biome. Mudkip, Seedot, Shroomish. Shroomish is 500 dust per catch, y'all, if you didn't realize that, and is a new shiny. Slakoth, Turtwig, Chimchar, Venipede, Carablast, Binacle, Squirtle, Rowlet, Costume Pikachu, and if you're lucky, Pancham in the wild. Great League Pancham is now a thing again.
I didn't have a chance to get a good one for the last time it was out a lot. So this is another good chance.
So look, once again, just going through PvP, Mudkip, Seedot, Slakoth, Turtwig in some cups, Chimchar in some cups, Venipede in some cups, Carablast, Binacle in some cups, Squirtle, and Pancham. Mm-hmm. There's three non-PvP relevant Pokemon in this pool.
Yeah,
that is good hour.
I need a good... what is it? Barnacle?
Barnacle?
Yep. I need a good one of those.
You mean Barbacle? Barnacle? I'm just going to keep saying it different ways to see if which one you latch on to.
That one.
Barnacle?
He's going to say that one the whole time.
That one. Whatever. I could use a better Dragalge.
I need candy for Dragalge.
I have a good amount of Pancham candy. I just have
no IVs low enough. Yeah.
Yeah, they've all been hatched. So.
And then because everyone needs a lunch break, the Tundra Hour has Omanyte, Swinub, Weangle, Meditite, Whelmer, Spheal, Piplup, Vanillite, Cubchoo, Burmite, Popplio, Costume Pikachu, and if you're lucky, Galarian Darumaka. Good lunch break.
There's some good ones in here.
There's some good ones there.
Weangle, Meditite, Swinub, Spheal, Piplup. That's your PvP relevance.
That's it.
Bergmite.
I don't think that's relevant anymore.
What is it?
Avalug.
Avalug.
I think it was kind of a little hype for a minute.
Yeah.
Then Walrein came out literally after.
Listen, don't sleep on Popplio.
It can be good. It definitely needs, it needs a better fast move. Or not fast move, charge move, sorry.
But it's a starter.
It's a starter.
So eventually it's going to get Hydro Cannon.
Yeah.
With Charm.
Okay. One star raids, Costume Pikachu, and Aksu. That's it for your one-star raids. Please, God, don't do a Costume Pikachu raid. If you're going to do a one-star raid, just do Aksu. You get 9 free raid passes. Do Aksu or the 5-star raid boss. That's please. Special okay, so for ticket holders now. So that all everything we just covered, that was the free event. If you do not buy a ticket, that's the experience you're getting. In my opinion, that's probably the best free version of GoFest out there.
It really is. Now, do you think because if you buy the ticket, your spawn rates will be a lot higher?
Yes, they do increase your spawns if you buy a ticket.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so ticket holders will get special research. They get a guaranteed encounter with Landform Shaman. We covered that already. They get exclusive avatar items and a pose. It's also, for the first time, a choose-your-own-adventure-based research. So, first off, you're going to choose your difficulty level. Do you want to be relaxed, standard, or master? No matter what difficulty level you choose, you get the same rewards, except at the very end of it, you get a special sticker, depending upon the research level you chose.
So you get a lazy sticker?
Yeah.
Probably like a chill,
okay,
like
so,
a Snorlax.
Think about this, though. If I'm a rural player and I can't get out and go somewhere that has a ton of spawns and a ton of stops, should I be punished for where I live from a research perspective? So if they turn down, let's say your standard mode is you catch 10 spawns. Your masters, you're catching 20. And your relaxed, you have to catch 3. In my opinion, that's actually good game balance.
Yeah.
And then you get to choose your focus of your gameplay. Will your gameplay be focused on catching, exploring, or battling? The research tasks you get from Pokestops will change accordingly.
I don't know if I would get excited about the battling. I have a feeling it'll be a lot of...
I was going to say it's going to be more time-consuming, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. GoFest is about catching.
People. Yeah.
Or exploring. I will not choose battle. Uh-uh. And we are PvPers. We are battlers here. And we're all going,
Yeah, because it's they're going to do all those people ones. Mm-hmm. They'll probably do the...
Oh, yeah. Like,
and they're so annoying.
They are. That's why I'm like... Because I know that's the same... Kind of like the same thing they did for Johto, right? Mm-hmm. Like, where you had to pick. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so glad I didn't pick battling.
Okay, so now, if you're a ticket holder and you throw on an incense... These are the spawns you're going to get for each of the different biomes. So for city, Galarian Weezing from Incense. Unknown for all of them. I'm just going to say it one time. Unknown BGOU. Did you? I also noticed they put them in alphabetical order so people didn't see GO and then UB together. Like we, you know, expertly worked it out. So go Ultra Beast. And Clink. City, Incense, other than the unknowns, not really worth it in my opinion. I mean, I wouldn't mind a shiny Galarian Weezing, but...
Galarian Weezing is so unfortunate because it has such a good typing. Such trash move.
Yeah. And it's not trash because 9X being mean to it. It's trash because even in the main series, it doesn't have moves. It's really known for its ability in the main series game that negates all other abilities. So without its ability, it has no real usefulness. The plains.
I'm excited for these next two.
Did you go to GoFest 2018, Astro?
Did not.
Did you get to go to GoFest 2018, Dina?
I did not.
What's one thing we say about Pokemon Go?
They always bring it back.
They always bring it back. So if you didn't get to go to GoFest 2018 and catch Torkoal, you get to catch Torkoal now in your local area. Yeah. So this is a regional exclusive. Yeah. Also, off Incense... Aksu. So in the wild, off incense, and in raids.
That's a motive to get the ticket just because of that.
So can I ask a question? Not to derail us too much, but do you think the people that grinded and like hatched eggs for these Aksus to get their Hexerus and all that stuff are pissed right now?
Oh, they're going to whine, but once again, in anything they should know, it's always going to come around.
Did Unbreakable ever get her Axu?
Yeah, she finally hatched an Axu.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I've hatched like 4. Not even trying to hatch them, I just hatched 4. Yeah. So.
This next one, Rainforest.
Rainforest, we get Pancham. That's it. Nothing else to report there, right? Mm-hmm. Wait, no, but we already have a regional.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, Tropius is coming for GoFest. This is huge. For us PvPers, this right here is worth the $15. Now keep in mind, this is on Incense. This is behind the paywall.
Doesn't matter.
But outside of the
doesn't matter.
Event in, I think it was Montreal Safari Zone, right at the end of 2019, Tropius has never been available outside of its region. This is huge. So get out there, catch the Tropius. Tundra. Dino, did you buy the $9 special research a couple years ago?
Hell no. I did not.
Would you like a Galarian Mr. Mime?
He already has one.
We traded, but I purposely did. I do remember looking back in the pod.
I paid for it and he got one.
But I did tell him, though, that it was going to come back. Yeah,
if you go listen to the episode where this happened and I talk about how I'm going to still buy it and I'll trade it to you, and you said, I'll just wait because it's always going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, here's the thing. I will say, I bought the research not because I wanted it and had to have it right then. I wanted something to do for a few hours. So I bought the research.
That's fair.
Oh, also Galarian Darimaka. During each four of the hours, or four habitats, there'll be a collection challenge. Shocker. Collaborative global challenges are back as well. Now, here's the line that concerns me somewhat. Increased shiny chances for encounters when using incense. Better chance on Saturday than Sunday. So does that wild spawn table not get increased chances then?
I
think it'd probably be average, normal. Because I don't.
It may be. Like, I think it's slightly boosted, but not like significantly increased.
Yeah, it's not going to be community day.
The other thing, do you think for this event they'll boost incense back to what it was before they nerfed it for the event?
For paid.
Yes, for paid.
For paid, I do.
I think so.
For paid, if you buy a ticket, I believe you'll get. If you're not buying a ticket, I don't think they're gonna give you that.
Okay, day two. Now we're back to talking about free things for everyone. Global Arena Challenge for day two. All trainers, regardless of ticket purchase, will be able to do this one. The mysterious Pokemon from 5-star raids. A short special research story. All Pokemon from the previous day's habitats will be spawning again. And ticket holders will earn twice the mystery components from Rocket Grunts. Balloons will also be appearing more often. Get your 12K eggs. Get your Stardust. You can also, if you choose not to buy the $14.99 GoFest ticket, you can purchase the finale event ticket as well for $10.99 at a later date. So are they saying GoFest is $4.99 and the finale is $10.99? Is that what I'm reading into this? Because GoFest is $4 and the finale is $10.99.
Seems about right.
Yes.
I'll be honest. In my opinion, just looking for what you're going to get, and this is what's announced currently. We know from previous years, they slap some extra things in at the last minute. They don't announce everything out of the gate. 18 raid passes cost more than your $14.99 out of the gate. Getting increased Axu, getting access to Tropius, if you're a PvP player, it's huge. Now, I can tell you, if you join us on Twitch, join us for some of our tournaments one day, there may be some free tickets getting given out. So just keep that in mind. So if you can't buy the $14.99 ticket, hey, follow us, join us on our socials, join us in Twitch. We may give away a few tickets throughout the next couple months here while we build up to GoFest. Or no, next month. This is, oh my God,
this is less than
32 days from today.
Yeah.
Whoa, not realize
next
that.
Next few weeks then.
In the next few weeks.
Yeah, stay tuned for sure.
I haven't even bought my own ticket yet. Holy crap.
No, I haven't bought my
own. Oh yeah, I didn't even realize either. No, actually, I did buy it. Really.
The one thing that stood out to me is how much they're giving away for free.
Yeah.
I was shocked about that,
too. To people who aren't going to buy the ticket.
And it's also important to note, we do not have any details for the in-person events yet. We will talk about those when they get released. But that's not till July for the U.S., so we got time.
Yeah. Cool. So that is the in-game stuff. I don't know. I think we're gonna skip over GBL. We're just gonna mention we're going into Great League and Flying Cup starting tomorrow through the 10th. And then the 10th, let's see, will we be? Oh, we'll be back. 10th through the 17th is Ultra and Element Cup. Is there anything like in particular that we should talk about?
If you want these really quick battles, Flying Cup's the way to get them.
And make sure you use Shadow Aerodactyl.
Yeah, you must bring Shadow Aerodactyl.
Yeah.
That's about it.
The only reason I'm saying we kind of go through this, besides the fact that I think this is we're still in practice Battle League, is we're pushing almost 2.5 hours. We still have our chat tots and questions. So I think that's probably more important to go over.
And this week's Fireside Chat, I think we got to spend some time here. So I think good call.
100%.
Yeah. So I apologize for anybody who's really excited for Practice Battle League talk. Sorry.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I mean, is anybody really excited for the GBL section right now?
I am most weeks, not. But this one, no.
Yeah, if I'm not, then it should say a lot. You remember, I think I said this last episode with Wildcat, that for me, it's switch between Sylph and GBL for this remaining season.
Yeah. All right. So then let's get comfy cozy.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is. Grab your six-pack, lawn chair, and get ready for the Fireside Chat Talks.
All right. So our Fireside Chat Talk came from a video that was posted. It was an interview with Kelsey.
Kelsey.
Saying it right? Yeah, Kelsey.
Yep.
The Pokemon Go community manager. Head of community development. So the person between, there we go. The person that's in between the players and developers, like their job is to go, you know,
she's literally the point of contact for feedback is the easy way of putting it.
Okay.
But please let me say this because we've already ran off one community manager. Don't go to her personal thing just to yell and scream if you don't like a change in the game. There are proper feedback loops, and we'll talk about that, but just please don't be those people. We ran off one community manager already, so let's not run off a second one. Especially through this interview, Kelsey seems like they love the game.
Yeah. So there's going to be no surprise when I say this. I did not watch it yet.
I knew. I was going to tell
you. We even told you to. We sent it and said, you need to watch this.
I understand. I just didn't have time to watch it. I'll be completely honest. I didn't have time to watch it. From what I read from you guys, you enjoyed it.
The single most open and honest feedback we've gotten from Niantic in the history of this game.
That's awesome.
And they reached out. I think that's what I remember from the video, right? They reached out to Nick?
Yes, they reached out to Nick to specifically do this. This was not a sponsored video. This was not something that Kelsey had to do. This was Kelsey taking time out of her schedule to do an interview because they thought this was important for the community to understand.
Dina, what was some of the points that stuck out to you from the video?
Some of the things that I really liked about it was specifically about Community Day, that they actually got to explain a little bit more in terms of like why they did that and did this and stuff like that. So that was like my main thing about the whole video. I know that it wasn't too PvP relevant per se, but it was still like relevant to the game itself, and it's something that we needed because it confirmed that they're listening now, which is awesome. And this is coming from the head person of you know, the what is it, the community development. So this is amazing, like, to me, seeing that. And they encourage you to send feedback. I forget, there was like an email,
yeah,
right?
There is a actual feedback loop. I will make sure Astro gets the link to it. I'm also going to, for those, you know, we try not to directly interact with Twitch too much, but this is important enough for those that are in Twitch right now. I am going to go ahead and drop that in Twitch chat. And one of the things that Kelsey pointed out was, if you send them feedback on Twitter, they try to read it, but Twitter becomes a noise box. And they specifically said every piece of feedback submitted through the official help shift actually gets read, reviewed, categorized. So that to me is huge. One of the other things is talking about Community Day. They mentioned that the data, we heard the 5% thing from that original article, but the actual drop off that was not mentioned in the article was after a 3-hour period. And they did point out it was a consistent 3-hour period, not I play an hour here, then go do this, then play an hour there. After a 3-hour period, less than 2% of the player base was still playing. So 5% played the entire 6 hours. After 3-hour periods, less than 2% were still playing.
Interesting.
So, hey, I appreciate being given the hard statistics. And one thing that Kelsey mentioned was specifically they look at data. Niantic is a data-driven company. So it's really important that when they talk about the data, they actually are really focusing on that. Now, with that being said, they're still looking at the data from these most recent community days to determine what will happen in the future. So once again, go to that help shift article and give feedback, but give, as they put it, constructive feedback. These are the problems. This is why it's a problem. These are some possible solutions that would help with this. Be constructive in your feedback, and that goes further to getting the game fixed. That was something that they specifically mentioned in the interview.
Yeah, one thing that I picked up on that I don't know how I felt per se, just because I was thinking a little bit too far into it, was the kind of choose your own play style for what 3 hours you want to play out of that day of community day. The only thing I would say like about that, it would be like it may be an issue of like how many hours afterwards you got to evolve it, like, and if you don't coordinate, I guess, with people that you play with and stuff like that. So that's one thing that I was kind of curious how that would work if they were to go upon proceeding with that.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting point as well, that the feedback was heard there and they did consider, and the point that was made there was they don't want it to hurt the community, but they also understand around accessibility, which was another huge talking point of the video, was understanding that the accessibility of the game, exactly being said, is not there yet, that there is an accessibility issue with the game that was actually mentioned and said by Kelsey.
Yeah, and that she did mention, they mentioned that it was a thing they're working on, and I believe that they want people that have issues, you know, with that to reach out, I believe, through that same link, I believe, or a different one.
So that is a campaign that they want to start here soon. That will be a specific survey sent out to the player base. So if you, and they're not talking, you know, if you identify as disabled, whether that is, you know, physically disabled, mentally disabled, they're not trying to paint a picture of what quote unquote disabled means. If you identify as a disabled person or someone that has accessibility issues, Niantic wants your feedback. Kelsey wants your feedback because this is a big item that they know needs addressed. And they don't have a timeline on addressing that still. So keep that in mind. But one of the things they're talking about with accessibility wasn't just people going out and being able to play, but also the accessibility to people that live in different areas. So they mentioned during the interview that they were originally from more of a rural area and was having to drive over 30 minutes to get to a Pokestop. So how do you make the gameplay loop and the accessibility from that aspect still work for all the player base while not making those that are in cities overpowered in their play loop?
Yeah, that's pretty tough. They did mention something that also made sense, because I think we also had to deal with this, that you can't really make the whole community happy, because that's impossible. I know that we struggle that a couple of times as well, trying to make other people happy, but you know, we kind of come into like something in the middle for our, you know, community that we have. And I feel like that's when I understood how they are now. And it's true. I mean, a lot of people, you're not going to make everyone happy with the decisions that they make.
Yeah. And I think one of the things they were talking about as well, specifically around that, is anytime they take time away from the to handle accessibility issues, that takes, and anyone that's in software development knows, that takes away development cycles from doing other things. So that slows down progress in the game from happening. So it's a trade-off. Yeah. Anytime they're going to prioritize patching a bug, fixing GBL, that is the less time they're able to spend on the next new feature coming to the game. So it's important. Just looking through my other notes here. I think that was really the big point. Oh, and this was once again mentioned before. Niantic cares about data. And right now, data is lacking on the accessibility items. We know there's been some initial feedback, some initial things given, but they're looking to figure out and actually quantize the data and start to get better results. So that's the reason you'll see surveys come out hopefully soon, but there is, no immediate timeline. I think it's also important to mention Kelsey joined the company in January of this year. So they joined post Hear Us Niantic. They were a part of the player base during the whole Hear Us Niantic campaign. And they've actually spent their entire career in community management and said specifically, it was like watching a train wreck and seeing it from both sides of it now, from internal and external, seeing how that was handled. Niantic knows it was an issue. Niantic knows they screwed up. And one of the things they'll talk about more when we get to some of these other things is specifically around how do they fix that going forward. So, Dino, anything about keeping the game fresh? I know they mentioned one thing specifically.
Yeah, they mentioned something about the buddy system for higher level. I guess more for like level 50s, I believe. And that's one thing. I mean, I personally wouldn't understand it, but it made a lot of sense because they mentioned something in regards to after you hit level 50, like they're like, what now type of thing. So it's something where they want to have the level 50s help the community or somebody local community in terms of, I don't remember the exact details of it, but in a way where they can help other people, I guess, get better or get higher level. I'm not too sure of how they would do that, but I know that they're working on a system for the level 50s actually not to get bored.
Yeah. So the other point that was made during this was specifically around community and what that means and how, because every time you hear Niantic talk about community, they always talk about strengthening quote unquote local communities. And one thing that they mentioned was specifically, why can't there be both? Why can't there be robust, strong online communities? Hey, BTW Discord, as well as robust, strong local communities. And they're trying to figure out the game balance of how to work on that. But one of the things that they mentioned specifically here was they know they've dropped the ball on communication, specifically around the incense changes. They promised us 30 days. Niantic promised us 30 days. We were giving mere hours for all intents and purposes. Kelsey specifically committed to not letting that happen again. So they actively are trying to manage that situation. They know that was a huge mess up on their side. They're owning it. This is one of the reasons I was so appreciative of how many times have you heard Niantic say, oh yeah, we screwed up. They don't.
No, almost none. Yeah.
So the other thing that they're looking to do is start to shift players' focus on how to play the game and figure out how to align how Niantic wants the game played versus how players are actively playing a game. And that is something you'll start to see roll out slowly over time, specifically around rating. So keep that in mind. So maybe that is what we're seeing the Rare Candy XL show up in rating all of a sudden. I would like to see that communicated, but maybe that is part of that slow peel back. They also mentioned that a major game-changing announcement was coming and they couldn't talk specifically about it. I think that was probably the mega energy and mega change. Because yeah, this interview was done during Stuffle Community Day.
Okay.
Anything else there?
Yeah, they just mentioned, I think Trainer Tips mentioned that he was asking about the, regarding the player drop-off. I guess the, how much it dropped off since, you know, I guess whenever it was before. But they mentioned that they don't really have stats on it, but do recognize that the game can't be everything for, you know, for everyone. So it makes sense. And, you know, he also mentioned, Trainer Tips mentioned a lot of like keeping, it's not the same for an OG player versus like a newer player.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I picked up on, and it makes sense because something that will make us happy as an OG players, because we understand how it was before when it first started everything. Versus how it is now, and they won't know the experience it was how it was before.
Yeah, and the other thing that was kind of mentioned as well is that long term, they have to figure out how to stretch the game, and that's why we start to feel that it is, you know, as we say, as the long term players, drip feeding us new content. But this is also supposed to be a, you know, lifelong game as far as Niantic is concerned and the Pokemon Company's concerned. So just keep that in mind. So anything else there before we head over and start into the questions?
No, I just think it was a really good interview and really enjoyed it for sure.
Cool. And I will put a link to that interview in the show notes.
And the Health Shift article. I will
be watching it. Yep. And I'll be watching it tonight before I go to bed. Because I'm looking at this and there's a lot of stuff that I'd like to hear, you know, not that you guys didn't do a good job at saying it, but, you know.
Yeah, some small details.
Yeah, everyone.
I will say, if Kelsey, if you're listening, we would love to have you on the show sometime. Really? We're not part of the community program. We know that. But, you know, getting your thought process on the state of PvP and how that community is part of here too. I would love to hear that. So if you're listening or if you work for Niantic and you can pass this along to Kelsey, let them know. We want them on the show. We want to actually have that chance to talk a little and represent the PvP side of the community.
Yeah. And then you'll get to answer fun questions like what we have in this next segment. And it'll be awesome. So let's do that.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
All right. Everybody's favorite time. Questions. Ready? Here we go. Number one from La Flore. Is soup or cereal soup?
No.
No.
If someone wanted to call it soup, I could ride with them on that journey.
Look, the social studies teacher says it's not soup, so get it right.
But I could sit with you and you could try and convince me. It wouldn't be a hard no.
I'd be open to hear it out for sure, but as it stands, no.
I mean, when you think about it, it's got all the same elements. And according to people
soup
with...
Soup is not sweet.
What was it? Pies and cakes?
Actually, Dino, no. Soup can be sweet. Have you ever had strawberry soup? It's a great chilled soup.
What? No.
Chilled soups can be sweet and savory. They're really delicious.
So you're kind of proving our point otherwise right now.
However, I would still say cereal is not a soup because you can eat dry cereal on its own, which nullifies its soup capabilities.
If you eat chicken noodle soup without the broth,
yeah, it's
yeah, how can you eat chicken noodle soup without pasta? Yeah, it's chicken pasta. It's not soup.
It's still possible.
I'm still gonna
listen. I love cereal, so that cereal is my thing. I'm just glad it didn't. The question wasn't was it milk first then cereal? If I ever,
are we really gonna get into
who pours the milk in then pours cereal on top? No, you gotta put the cereal in the bowl and then get all the
that was That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen on social media. Is what we were debating that, and I was like,
"What about heating up the milk and then putting the cereal after?"
Oh. What? Heating up the milk?
Then it's like oatmeal.
Oh man!
Oh my god! That's demonic.
I know. Terrible. I've seen it before, and I'm like, "What the hell is going on?"
I could not sit down with a big bowl of Golden Grahams and pour hot milk over it. Ugh, it's making
hot
me
in general. Hot milk is spoiled milk.
No, I mean some people they drink warm. What is it? A
glass of warm milk before bed. Yeah,
yeah.
They're psychopaths.
Babies do that. Babies do that.
I don't know. Next one from Frost Benny. Thoughts on staggered leagues for GBL? For example, Great League Week 1. Great League and Ultra Week 2, Ultra and Ultra League Remix Week 3, Ultra League Remix and Ultra League Premier Week 4, etc. Could be a feasible way to maintain the good things about the 2 week per league system while also mitigating the staleness that we don't have with the current weekly rotation. Was this the where everybody was yelling for Niantic to hire?
Yes,
Frost Betty.
Hire him.
That's all
now.
I'm gonna say. This is an amazing idea. This is even better than what we're doing now.
Yeah. That. Wow. I'm impressed. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
Yeah. I want this. I want this to be next season.
Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. Next question from Kittens and High Fives. How can I join a faction of people I kind of actually know in the game for the season?
So we put out a poll in our Discord. If we have 10 people react to said poll and it is pinned in the general channel, we are going to start up a second BTW faction. So you'll have the BTW support behind you, and it's a great place to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know we have, I think, Dino, you said we had up to 5 or 6 currently, 7?
I think last time I checked, it was like 8.
8? So we're getting close. So,
yep.
Awesome.
I'm checking right now. We have 8 right now. So if you are interested, please get in the Discord. And if we have 20, I think it's safe to say, Astro, we can do 2 factions. So
yeah,
just get in there if you want to do it. This is a great time to jump in.
Yeah. So this is, I guess, piggybacking off of his question from Shoestar. I would like to know more about how factions work, joining, time commitment, etc. I don't think it's any more time consuming than any other. It's actually probably less time consuming than
you just have to do one match in 1 week.
Yeah,
right?
So it's one match a week. So the way it works is on Monday, the captain is responsible for setting each player's position in the faction. So are you a field specialist, Ultra League, Great League, whatever the case may be? Then by Wednesday, each member of the faction has to have their team set for the specific meta they're playing. And then you have between Wednesday and Sunday to battle. So it is a little bit less commitment. Now, I'll say, if you're really trying to move up as a faction and get better as a faction, there's going to be practice and things of that nature. That's something our faction specifically is going to really hone in on this season, is helping each other practice. So, but it can be as little time commitment as just one battle a week for all intents and purposes.
Yeah. And if anybody was wondering like what specific leagues they do, it's Open Great League, Open Ultra, and Open Master League. I believe that they have restrictions now for each one of them. For this coming season, that's for factions, and each so you'll have 3 members take one of those slots, and then you'll have 4 other members take the custom meta or self meta that they're gonna have. So there's 2, I believe, right? 2 self metas, and then 2 have to take one of them, the other 2 have to take the other, right? So,
and then you have 3 alternates,
And then you have 3 alternates. Before, it was just 2 alternates. Right. So now they moved it up to 3. So it's more chances for more people to play in factions.
Yep. And as far as joining, 10, you need 10 people, and you just get them together, and then somebody goes on the Sylph website and creates a faction. You go into the, I think it's about factions, and then in there is where you would create it. The second part, I want to know how people feel about the 4-star friends they've made in game. They take up at least a third of my friend space. And although I don't really know them, I can't bring myself to remove them to make space because I feel like I know them somehow. They are also incredibly great and sending gifts or sending daily gifts, sometimes even without ever opening mine.
I don't know if you guys know, like, you guys don't even know anything about opening gifts.
I have quite a few best friends on my friends list, and I typically, unless I need to make space, I keep everyone on my friends list. I don't go in and remove it, unless the caveat is if I add someone for Pokey Genie raids, I immediately remove them because that's somebody I never truly will interact with again. I will say now, if I have trouble remove, or if I have, you know, issues with my friends list from a management perspective and I need to remove people, I specifically go and start to look for people that I have low friendship with that don't have high battle counts, because those are probably not PvPers I've added, and they can go.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. If you're like in low tier, maybe I did a tournament with you like a long time ago and you just stopped sending gifts, or anybody that just stopped maybe playing the game. So start removing from like the lower star friends.
Yeah. I know maybe earlier this year, I think it was earlier this year or late last year, I did what Miami Doc did, and just purged my entire friends list unless they were best friends. And then as I would battle people, then I would re-add them. It wasn't like anything personal. It was just like, I think I was at like 150 friends, and I know that's not the max, but that was just, it's too much for me to look at. So I just got rid of anything that wasn't a best friend already or like about to be best friends. But if I don't see activity on your thing for like, what does it say?
Two plus days. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're still like rocking the same. I mean, I've seen people have buddies for a long time, but if I could tell, if I can look at your account and look at it and be like, man, you're not playing, then I'm just, yeah, you'll go. Next one from Team Magma Tyler. What advice do you have for someone returning to PvP to shake off the rust?
Jump in both feet first.
Yeah, a lot of practice for sure.
Practice.
Maybe join a custom meta that doesn't have a ranking and is low key, like the Thrones Cup.
Yeah,
yeah. Just listen to us too.
Yeah, listen to us. Find a PvP community that you're comfortable with, and just do practice battles.
Oh, I got a good advantage here. Add Seagull to your friends list and battle him. You're guaranteed to win, and it'll make you feel better.
That's so messed up. I mean, it's true, but it's messed up. Anyway, next one from Thanks Friend 673. If you were going to be at regionals this weekend, what would your team of six be?
Probably meta.
Absolute meta. I don't know yet, though.
I don't know yet, but I know that in one shape or another, you'll have to see like G-Fisk, Trev, Walrein, you know, those typical, you know, even Azu. I'm still between like those, but you definitely need to have meta, as you can tell. Some people try to run some spice in their teams in the European International Championship, and it just didn't go well for them. I may slip one spicy Pokemon, I don't know yet, but for the most part, it's going to be meta, unfortunately.
It's meta for a reason. That's why we run it. Meta is meta for a reason. So if you want to actually have a chance of winning at regionals, you need to run meta.
So you wouldn't try and bring, like, Dino, you wouldn't bring Bastiodon, Toxicroak, and Meganium?
I considered it, but probably not, unfortunately. At least not Bastiodon. I may still consider, you know, the other ones, but Definitely not Bastidon. It's just seeing how many other, you'll see at least G-Fisk, Azu, and maybe a Medicham in every team. So three of those easily just.
If you don't see Medicham, you'll see DD.
Oh, also Scrafty was pretty big in Europe. So I don't think it has a lot of play, unfortunately.
Okay. Next question from Green Ninja Muffin. First part. Have you played Super Mario Odyssey? Do you like it? Or did you like it?
Loved it. Great game.
Never played it. Never played it. So
never played it?
He doesn't have a Switch. Right. You don't have... Yeah.
I don't have a Switch.
I loved it. I played it twice through. That's how much I liked it.
I did as well because I got bitten by the bug on the OG Switch where if you use a third-party dock, it just fried your Switch. But I got it before they stopped covering that under warranty. Oof. So I had to send my Switch off and have it fixed and lost all of my save data for Super Mario Odyssey and had to play it a second time and still enjoyed it just as much the second time.
Sounds like me. going through Legends Arceus, but the second time, the beginning is not as fun.
that first 2 hours is, oh God.
Mm. Yeah, but I made it back to where I was, so I'm good. Then the second part of the question, recently I've been doing PvP on my dad's account so he can get the pose. He has a 14-15-14 Diggersby that I want to make for PvP as I've never used that I want to make for PvP as I've never used Diggersby and it wouldn't be XL. Is it worth the dust? And if so, what team comps do you recommend?
I mean, if I know Wildcat's shaking his head, but depending how far away you are from level 40, I wouldn't be against it because it's kind of thick either way.
It's not though. The non-XL version is not thick. It is one of the few that truly does need its XL version to be good.
Okay.
I would not invest the dust on a non-XL.
Really? Yeah.
It actually loses a significant amount.
I'm trying to think. I don't think mine's... I think it's an XL, but it's only an XL by like maybe 42 or 40... No, it's probably a little higher than that. Yeah,
it's probably at least 47, 48, because that's really where you need it to get to.
I would say, like, if you had questions like that, obviously, I mean, you can ask us and we'll give you answers, but also take the Pokemon that you are looking to build that you have, let's say, like this case, go on PvPoke and go to the battle and then put the Diggersby that you have with its IVs and then do, I guess, if you just do regular Diggersby, it should do an XL.
It'll do an XL, but not the rank 1 XL.
Yeah, well, it's enough that you could see a comparison of win losses there. That's what I do sometimes when I'm trying to figure out if like I'm just gonna suck it up and just go with what I have, or just hold out and not have it. Sometimes it doesn't make a difference. Sometimes it does.
Yeah, but here, I just went and did your sim real quick. The non-XL version has less than a 50% win rate. Versus the XL has a significantly, like, I think it's like a 58% win rate. So,
is this against the against meta the or open? Meta. Okay.
Interesting. Next one from Matsuflex. Did I say that right? Yeah. Matsuflex. Okay. We got part one. What is the Pokemon you have the most candy for? And same goes for XL candy. Is there like a fast way to find it?
I don't think there is. I can tell you it's... I do not know. But yeah, maybe we can put that in the Discord for you and actually reply there. Because otherwise, I could spend an hour searching through Pokemon.
I think it's Pikachu. I think Pikachu.
Like the most candies?
The most candies...
I think...
candy.
I think the most XL that I have currently right now, just because I've been saving a lot for it, was Talonflame.
I can tell you my most XL candy easily. Meltan. I have well over 1,000 Meltan XL candy.
wish I had that much.
Open your box every week. You get 3 per catch, which now means unless you're walking, you only get 18 an hour.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but still,
it's kind of tough.
But even okay, so even walking, it's still shit.
Unless you're walking at a very fast pace.
You got to be walking at a really fast pace. So, when was it? I think 2 weekends ago, I did one just in like around my neighborhood and just was walking around with the kids and whatever. And it was, I think it was 1 every 30 seconds.
That's not bad.
If that. Yeah. One every 30 seconds.
That's so what it used to be. That's normal incense.
Yeah, but that's me having to walk around in 97. Yeah,
we did the math before. I think it's 3.8 miles per hour is what you have to be walking. Like you got to be hustling. Something
ridiculous. Yeah. Just from thinking and looking, I would say Pikachu and Meowth for candy. And then, Meltan is probably... Actually, I think I've got a good amount of... No, I don't. Okay, never mind. Yeah, I would say Meltan is probably the next one. Second part, what is your favorite metal and why? Mine is Sightseer, and I'm at 6,763 because I love to explore new areas and spin as many new stops and learn new things as possible.
You already know Astros.
Right? The Rocket Battle is Astros?
Yeah,
I think my Rocket Battle one is probably it. Just because I've really over the course of the past couple months, I've really, really enjoyed playing that aspect of the game. Obviously not as much as I loved PvP, but it's just a lot of fun for me. I enjoy it.
Matthew and I have the same one, the trade distance badge. Absolutely love it. I loved it because when I used to, in the before times, before the world shut down, I traveled for work. And one of the things I did when I traveled for work to check out a new city, I used Pokemon Go. And I played a lot when I was gone and then come home and trade out those to my friends around and get that badge up, organically versus just using 7-kilometer eggs or remote raid trades. I specifically grinded for distance-based Pokemon.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't keep track with medals, so I really don't have a favorite one. I just really don't care too much for the medals. It's all...
You're going to make me look it up on the pilot. Give me just a minute here. So Matthew's at over 13 million. My game's loading. Astro, where are you at on your badge now or your medal for Rocket?
Rocket?
I'm still blown away by the amount that he said.
24? 24,000?
My God.
But we had, Lyle's posted something, I think it was Lyle that posted something, someone in the Discord, they were almost 50,000.
What?
Yeah, it was like double what I had. Jealous of that person.
Yeah, so I'm nowhere near Matthew's amount. Distance. I'm at 826,000.
Which one is
that? The pilot. It's the trade distance one. It looks like the trade icon.
Oh, okay.
But that's also because I don't see people to trade with anymore, so it's kind of hard.
What is... I have a silver.
Mm-hmm. Okay, while Astro's looking up his, I'll ask Master Flux's next question. If tomato is a fruit, does that make ketchup a smoothie?
No, because you put vinegar in it.
Dina?
I'll say no.
It is no. Why, though, Dina?
It's just no. I mean, I don't know an explanation for it, just no.
Smoothies have some type of milk-based binding agent, typically, whether that's yogurt or... cream or something of that nature to actually bind it together and give it the blended flavor. Ketchup, if you put milk in ketchup, you are a monster.
I don't
feel also like did you know ketchup has more thing. Sugar than a tablespoon of ketchup has more sugar than 3 donuts?
Really?
Ketchup is pure sugar, y'all. If you didn't know, now that's you do.
I mean, I love tomatoes. I put some salt on it and I'll just
eat salted apple. Tomatoes. Oh, they're so good.
So good.
So good.
for this pilot one, it's silver.
What's the distance though? What's the number?
Nine.
See, you got more than I do. It's still my favorite, but I just haven't been out and about anymore. And the last one from Master Flex. Why does Wildcat say meme instead of meme? Same. I said the same thing twice. I don't know. I don't understand the question.
I just know. You know. I've noticed that sometimes that you say mem.
Mem? Yeah, he does.
Do you say GIF? Sense.
No, that's a GIF.
Okay.
It's because Wildcat talks fast, and I got time for that extra letter.
Okay. Badge thing real quick. Am I the only one that doesn't have a platinum Pikachu badge?
Oh, God, it's already app killed. Probably I don't. Not. I know I don't, though.
Yeah. Really? I don't have okay. It. I feel like every... like. We should. I feel like we're bad people if we don't.
Why?
It's 1,000. It's catch 1,000.
Maybe I do have that. What's the badge look like?
Pikachu.
No, I'm at gold, 654.
Like okay. 737.
So what we keep establishing is Astro is significantly more of a grinder.
That's not much more.
But it's on every difference. Single badge. You've grinded more on every single badge we compare.
But that's because I was gonna do the XL Raichu, so I was like catching every Pikachu that I saw. But still, like, I feel like 1,000 Pikachu is something that we all should have. I guess not.
No, especially as many times you've had costume ones.
Yeah, still have my shiny Mimikyu. Still sitting there, love it. next one from Lord Seagull. So when can we do Wheel of Doom where I punish you all for landing on a bad portion of a spin wheel?
I am working on the stream schedule.
I was gonna say, they're already getting punished for no reason.
Yeah, I'm already
but in all seriousness, I am working on the stream schedule for May, Seagull, so stand by.
Yeah. We've got some fun stuff rolling around that we're gonna start doing. Next one, can we shave Matthew bald? And he wrote, when we hit 100 subs, zero, if there's no number before the zeros and it's just a whole bunch of zeros after, that means zero, right? Okay. 100 subs on YouTube. Seriously, he will do it. Trust him. It's a seriously, I will do it. Trust me. It's a really not a bad idea. If Astro can look as good looking as he does with no hair, I could possibly.
He definitely didn't say that.
I could maybe be as close to that. I'll send you my kit. I'll send you like my shape, my little, what is it? I forget what it's called. It's like an electric shaver, but for your head. Yeah. So that's what I used to not think it was a good look until I had no choice.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah. So it's when we hit 100 subs on YouTube.
It's already been said. It's too late.
100. When I read it, it was 100, not 1,000. Luckily, so okay, let's meet halfway. 150.
Lock it in. Moving on. Done.
That's me. He's like, fuck that. Matthew's gonna be gone by next week.
Palatine has been doing custom metas. Have you looked into the Crime Cup? It's pretty interesting.
Have unfortunately not had time.
I haven't checked it out.
But I like that Palatine's doing that. I will have to check that out because Crime Cup sounds fun, just by the name of it. I don't know what TCG thoughts on upcoming Astral Radiance set.
Pokemon cards.
It has a really cool Darkrai card that I want badly.
Cool art. Is going to be a very shitty set in terms of pricing, though.
Yeah, I totally didn't go, or I'm totally not taking the money I won from the Lord Up thing and putting it directly into TCG cards.
Okay. I listened to a bonus episode today, and it was on Magic the Gathering. And they got me interested to at least look into it. I downloaded it on my iPad. We'll see if I actually play it, but got me interested in it. So it'll sit there next to TCGO. And
I downloaded the Yu-Gi-Oh! App, but I never actually played it.
I feel like if you open that app, you can't be on this podcast anymore.
I think the same thing about Magic the Gathering. I don't enjoy it at all.
Totally different.
Have you ever actually played Yu-Gi-Oh?
No.
Okay. I have, and I've played Magic as well. Magic is a better card game.
I don't enjoy it too much.
The only other card game besides Pokemon that I've actually played was Bakugan, and I don't even know if it's really a card game.
Astro's last show's this week. Congratulations, buddy, on your retirement.
Why?
You prefer that over Yu-Gi-Oh? That's like, I feel like that's...
I'm agreeing with Dino. If you're saying Bakugan over
anything... That one has, like, toys that you actually... Like, it has things, like, no. You actually can move.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I just look at Yu-Gi-Oh, and I just... I don't know. I saw the kids that would come into Hot Topic and buy Yu-Gi-Oh stuff, and I was just like...
Yeah. It's almost the same thing as Pokemon.
Mm,
yes. In terms of, like...
Listen, the... that I saw come in buy Yu-Gi-Oh stuff versus the people that came in and bought Pokemon stuff was a
same crowd. Let's all come to a common agreement. That's like
the same crowd.
Yu-Gi-Oh's anime was absolute fire.
I didn't watch it.
It was.
Okay.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, that is... Matthew pointed out a good point. Is Yu-Gi-Oh's manga makes Pokemon's manga look very tame.
Hmm.
Okay. That's insane.
All right. Next one from Hsuian Ryan. What inanimate object would you eliminate from existence? Man, that's tough.
No idea.
Speed bumps.
No.
Yeah. Speed bumps are terrible. No one actually slows down for those things.
I do. I have to.
Unless you're in like a really low... Well, yeah, because your car sits on the floor.
What kind of car do you have, Dino?
I have a Genesis Coupe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
370?
No. Okay. No, it's... No, that's the Nissan. That's,
oh, yeah. No, you're talking about Hyundai Genesis. Sorry, yeah.
Yes, Hyundai Genesis, yeah.
I drive a Hyundai as well. A Sonata, because I'm, you know, a dad and...
I have a Hyundai.
He does actually.
Hyundais are nice. I love them.
I have an Elantra. It's nice.
And that's a small Hyundai. Until
August.
It is.
Until August. And then I'm going to... Yeah, it's going to be... I've always wanted a scooter, but my wife won't let me get anything that has two wheels.
She knows you.
But yes, my inanimate object would be speed bumps because I don't like them.
Okay, I get it, just because it makes me slow down, so I'll do that.
I don't see the purpose in them. If you want me to slow down, make the speed limit slower.
Really, the speed limits is what makes you slow down? You're telling me you don't drive 35, 45, and a 25?
So you can get away with 10 miles over the speed limit, and that's normally where I sit.
Yeah, same here. I sit at 10, so...
I've had my license suspended way too many times when I was...
Look, I'm not saying in my younger, dumber days I seen triple digits on a speedometer. I'm not saying that.
Yeah. Yeah, my driving record was not great when I was a teenager. I was that idiot. I also had a RX-7. Which was a terrible car. I don't know what my father was thinking, giving a 16-year-old that.
But... You spent a little time sideways, didn't you? I like spending a little time sideways, but now I'm old and boring and don't do that anymore.
Nope. Now I'm going big. I'm probably getting a truck next because I miss I had a truck for a little bit. I miss it. After a little car, man, driving around in South Florida in a little car is terrible.
Really?
It is.
The worst. Yeah. Hmm. It's bad.
Because you realize you could just say driving around South Florida is just the worst, and it's still true.
But listen, no. It's double when you're in a smaller car because they don't give a shit about you. They'll come right on top of you. Like, just, they don't care.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Next one from Mr. Caterpie. What is the hardest animation for charge moves, and how would you change it to make it easier? I think we talked about this on the stream.
We did.
We all agree it was
fighting?
It was flying. Flying for me, it's like flying is the hardest one to do. But I don't know, how would you make that easier? I feel like I'm getting used to it now.
They did make it easier. They slowed it down.
They slowed it down, but I still can't. I can barely hit an excellent on it. I can do I can hit an excellent on fighting.
I can, but it's just random. The problem is because it's random. If you're not,
just make circles.
I literally do the same thing as do for the fire. The same thing for that one. I get
the same for fire, fire, poison, fighting, and I think there was one other one that does the same.
No. I don't know.
Ground is annoying too. Ground was annoying when I had my Samsung because the screen curved. So when I would get to the end and come back, it would switch the app on me. It was obnoxious. It was the worst. It was the worst thing. So like I had to like watch it and then stop and then go because I didn't want it switching on me. It would have to be much slower, but it's a cool animation.
Well, it's that one bubble that just randomly jumps up on top of the screen.
Yeah, because everything else it's the same. So like the water, like you can go like, you know, comes down, so you go up, you know, whatever, and then it moves down a little, you know, bug and
grass are almost
the same, but man, that. Oh, and fairy psychic.
Those are easy. I like them. I just go well, like,
maybe it's harder for me because I'm used to dark. Dark is like that small. It's a small circle, so it's like quicker. And then fairy's like
the way with psychic at first, I didn't know how it was, but it's literally the symbol of it. So it's kind of like it goes in and it starts going outward. So that's how I caught on to it.
Okay. I'll try that. I'm totally derailing us, but I actually wanted to talk to you guys about this on the stream and we didn't. So when they switch from tapping charge move to the animation, okay? I never did live tournaments, but I could imagine if you were paying attention to your opponent, you could tell what charge move they were going to throw based on how their fingers are moving. So did you guys ever develop a way to make to make it look almost all the same?
I never did a live with the swipes.
Okay. I could imagine the tapping was awful.
I did it a week. Live. I had a tournament a week after they made the changes down in around your area, actually. And it was horrible. Like I was missing, like I was hitting like nice. I was hitting great for most of them. But you can tell, like it was very hard to not see your opponent. Like if you'd see your opponent's movement like this, you can tell he's doing some circular movement versus like if he's like going like slowly like this, you can tell. So
yeah, because I'm thinking like, okay, Swampert, for instance, you build up to Earthquake, that's what, two hydro cannons. It's very easy to tell if you're going like this throwing the hydro cannon opposed to going like this where you're throwing the. So I wonder, I guess, how did
I actually figure out?
That's smart.
I actually,
because that's what I was thinking. Like you could tell.
It's not foolproof, but I've kind of built a tactic of how to make it look like I'm doing a circular motion for all of the things that I do. So like for the water one, I know that you typically go slowly and you just kind of like drag along it. Mm-hmm. But for the water one, I just do a circle like that along the whole thing. And then same thing for any of them, actually. The only one that it's hard to confuse people is the ground move, because you have to go across the freaking screen, so, and then back to it. So,
all right, last question from Conky. If you're a field specialist for factions this season, are you going alchemy or colony? Is colony the one with Parasect? Is 11? Colony.
Alchemy.
Alchemy. Driftblim. I literally jumped on Drift. I jumped on alchemy because Driftblim's eligible.
Parasect.
You mean Katie?
All right. That's it.
No,
it.
No, we didn't. There's something else we promised to tell the people.
No.
Even, we're done. Even he forgot. Or maybe he did it.
We're done.
We're done. Okay.
Oh. The battle for the belt thing. Okay. So, before we wrap up, we give big thank you. So, as we mentioned on stream, we are taking a break this month for Battle of the Belts. We'll start back up next month for Great League. But in the meantime, our amazing champions, you do not get a rest this month. I mean, you can have a rest if you want to be mediocre and just be a Great League champion or just be an Ultra League champion or Master League. But if you want to be the BTW heavyweight champion of the world, you have to battle all three of us. So like I mentioned, Dino is our Great League specialist, Wildcat is our Ultra League specialist, and I am the Master League specialist. Now, you have to start with Dino. You have to start in Great League, and you have to win to advance to Ultra League. If you lose in Ultra League, you have to start back over. If you lose and you start back over, you cannot use the same Pokemon that you used the first time you came in. So you have to use a whole totally different team.
Interesting.
And we have a pool of 12 different Pokemon that we can choose from.
I like it.
So it's not going to be easy sledding. If you lose, if you get it all the way up to me to Master League and you lose, gotta start all back over again.
This is gonna be fun.
There will be a belt for whoever does it. We're gonna probably record the battles, right? And do like a video montage of some of the stuff. But so Lyle, Frostbunny, Moshpit, let's go. You got till the end of the month. That's it. Was there anything else to it?
I think that was it.
Yeah. Now also remember who, if you've won one of our tournaments, you can challenge one of our belt holders to a match. A title championship.
And that would have to happen before May 21st, because that'll be our last day to do a Battle for the Belt stream in May, because there's other things already scheduled. Conky, we're looking at you.
Yep. So if you've won any of the recent tournaments, first place, even if you're in a tie, you do have the option to challenge one of our champions for their belt. So, that's it, right? I think so,
yeah.
I think that's the show now.
That's it. All right, so, before we wrap up, before we wrap up, big thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which will gain you access to our Discord. The link will be in our show notes. Special thanks to our new Twitch and Patreon supporters, Marcelo Martello, and Amazed and Confused. I love that name. Our Coach's Corner supporters, Clifford Mert, Thanks Friend, 673 Eastwood, Mama Klein, Cecilia Ryan, Moshpit 37. Our Patreon producers, thanks Obama, King Tom. Our Discord admins, Reyes 683, Siegel, Fish on a Heater and Lyle's Jeff 3. Our executive producer, Matthew Breaker, who's calling it a night. No. You can follow us on Twitch. We've got all of our stuff there, and YouTube channel. Will we be dropping videos of the podcast and additional videos from our executive edition bonus series. Those should drop Fridays for the podcast, right? And then we're going to do the executive ones, what, once a month, or twice if they're something super special. We'll give you all the announcements, you know, then. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPVPpodcast. You can email us at info@btwpvp.com. Links for our merch store, Patreon, and our friends over at Palatown PvP will be in the show notes. If becoming a Patreon isn't something you can do, but want to help out the show, you can by spreading the word, giving us reviews on whatever podcast platform you can, star it, whatever. You don't have to. We're not making you, but if you do, we'll like you maybe a little bit more than the others. But no, not really. But we appreciate everything. And finally, thank you all for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
I'm Dino.
I'm WildcatDad17. Until next time, good luck and get good.
This will happen, huh? Oh, man.
So two things. I tried really hard to get this under 3 hours. So I apologize for going 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Well, it won't be by the time you cut out the silence and the first waiting time.
Yeah, for those. Yeah. But those who are, if there's anybody still on Twitch watching,
there's still eight people.
Thank you for sticking.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So also the other thing I noticed, Matthew forgot to add my name on the end in the final.
Well, it was thank you.
And I almost said I'm Wildcat Johnson.
Literally just reads whatever's there.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.